It's just like Monopoly, only fun.
Wait a minute, I like Monopoly.
Get ready for Nobody Likes Onions.
This whole thing. Hi, everybody. The dog is with me tonight. We've got the dog. We've got the dog. I've changed my dog's name to Roots Calhoun. Hi, welcome. I don't know what we're doing. I just promised I'd come back, so now I'm back. We'll do a couple hours. Sorry, I got some chicken in my teeth. I have chicken in my teeth. You caught me.
I love the fried chicken, master.
Okay, Jesus. You don't have to get like that. Yeah, I've named my dog Woof Calhoun. Woof's Calhoun. The Joey C voice is back. I see Catalano TV in the chat. I think I'm going to go enable the Christina C voice too for my account. That'd be cool. I don't have that one. Joey thought I took the voice off because I'm afraid of him. No. We just have a million voices and you're a loser. So, like, let me put the Joey C voice back on my account now. We really make so much money. You want to annoy Joey C tonight, do a voice and watch the money just rack up from Joey C. That's pretty cool. Let me go in here to my Super Tip account. Let's turn on the Christina C voice. Christina Catalano voice. And by the way, this Joey C's trying to get a free car. I think Fearless is doing this amazing expose on him, exposing what a fraud he is. Nobody help him get a car. Bob Levy, you should not help him get a car. The Diabler, don't help him get a car. This guy's a crook. Now, he said if I turn him on, he'll see me in court. Let me see. Okay, Christina C and Joey C are now active. If you head up to the Super Tip panel, hit the like button if you can't afford a Super Tip. But now the Joey and the Christina C voices are active, and they will be livid every time, you know. I got to go. I didn't even watch the video. They got, wasn't it Fearless that posted? This bitch is trouble, by the way. This bitch is a nightmare. She hates you? Ooh. Jesus. Okay, so this is Fearless on Twitter. This is the one who makes our stickers. Check her out. Of course I'm kidding. All right, sorry, jokes. We have fun. I don't know what our Twitter is. Will it come up? Okay, yeah, if I search. Okay, just kidding. Whoa, I'm in this. This is wild. I'm actually in the thing. Anyway, Yeah, we're going to watch this video. This is apparently like probably like a real bullying. It's 4 minutes long. And this is what kind of fucking slag Joey C is. Bink. So we're going to be we're going to be causing all kinds of hoots, Calhoun. Am I right? Joseph Amash, you're blocked on Twitter. I don't appreciate it. And you're out of here, buddy. You're out of here, buddy. We'll never interact again, you and I. JK, I usually unblock people in a day or two. But if you want to... today's executive producer, Markkanen. I think that's a soy sauce or something. Markkanen. Must be a real hoot, this guy, huh? And by the way, not on the high rollers list at the beginning, De La and I believe Clifford. De La and Clifford, you will be added. You're not forgotten. It just didn't get processed on the thing. So anyway, we're all caught up. It's members only chat tonight, so join Shaka Khan. I spent more time with you this week than my husband. That's the way it should be. He hates you. He hates you. I come in here to do shows just to get away from Slow Wife. I'm like, Jesus Christ. You stay here and eat another couch cushion. I gotta go upstairs and do a show. Anyway, welcome to the program. I'm your dad. You're my mom. We should have kids together. That's Freudian. I didn't mean it. Tell us about jail melting. Oh, do you want a police update? I've got it for you. All that and more coming up on this episode. Hit the like button. The police were at my door and they were looking for the owner of a car. So real anticlimactic. Boy, did my heart rate get up. I started throwing all my electronic devices in the Blendtec. No, they were looking. I don't know what was happening. I think a car hit a car. And they were trying to find the owner of the car that got hit on the street or something. I don't know. Anyway, not my business, not my problem, not my fault, not my world. What's going on with Joey now? So Joey, how did Joey wreck his car? How did Joey lose his car? I'd love to know. And again, if you're super tipping tonight, just use the Joey C voice or the Christina C voice. I don't know why they want to be this beef with me, but they want it, and I'm ready for that heat. I ain't the one, bitch. No, I'm kidding. Dr. Bumgarten gifting a membership. Thank you very much. Dr. Bumgarten's been a member for 2 months and got a free membership. Try to pass it on, which is cool, and that's one gifted membership tonight. Okay, here we go. I don't know what this is, and if it's bad, it's all Fearless's fault.
Fuck a guy. Jesus Christ, let me out. I'll just take it. I don't give a fuck. That's a fuck. I'm turning. Ah, fuck. I'm on the curb now. Ah, shit. I hit the curb. Oh, man.
It happens to the best of us. Hitting a curb is not that big of a deal. Joey C actually owes me about $200 for Hackamania tickets. He said he would pay for them.
There we go. All right. Do me a favor. Open the door. What the fuck you doing? You getting over or not? Fucking idiot.
This guy's good.
Shut the fuck up. Cocksucker. Get the fuck out of my way.
Joey C borrowed $30 from me at DabbleCon 2. And that was Friday. And he said he would pay me back on Saturday. And then when I went to get the money Saturday, he said that none of the ATMs in Rochester were working. It's like, okay.
Wait, cocksucker. Do me a favor. I'm really going to get my ass fucking chewed out by her now. I'm fucking lost. I should have went to break away. I could come. I think I fucked up. I got to take this hard look. I didn't take that.
He thinks he's driving a derby car.
I'd be stuck in traffic. I had to make tracks. She's probably fucking, they're probably fucking hungry. They went this way.
And Christina C. offered to blow me. I didn't even tell Joey that. But she offered to suck my dick in my rental car. And I was like, Jesus Christ. And she said all the money would go to Spider Alomar School.
I might have to fucking cheap. I don't even know the fucking address. I don't even know the address. I just want to get there. Fuck, I don't even know the name of a street. What? It's a shit Chinese fucking piece of shit made motherfucker. Yeah, I'm all fucked up. Common fucking sense! Don't be a fucking idiot. Someone's got to fucking move here.
What's it like to have this manufactured outrage? What's it like to be a phony fuck through and through? You know, like, Jesus Christ. We saw it with the water bottle thing that we made fun of you, like, gulping down bottled water. Now this? Come on, man. You're such a fucking phony about everything, about working for the baseball team, about what you fucking do for a living. This. Oh, I gotta turn. I gotta. What are you doing?
Now, if it's got to be me, I'll start fucking moving you. Fuck, rich motherfucker.
You said you can make sauce. We found out you were a liar. You don't know how to make sauce.
They're dumb, boy. This is a hood fucking problem. Thank you.
And then Bob Levy's like, I want to give him money so he can get a car, so he can get to the store and stuff. It's like, the store's downstairs. The store's fucking downstairs. He lives above a Circle K. So, like, I don't know, remove one of the tiles of the drop ceiling and grab yourself some chips. The store's right downstairs. The hair salon's downstairs. The video rental place. It's right downstairs, Joe. You don't need a car to go anywhere.
Thank you very much for moving over, you dumb old bitch.
Your cinder block palace awaits.
The fuck, this fucking motherfucker to be in dumb front of me is about dumb as a motherfucking boxer. Move the fucking car!
Yeah, let's get this guy a car so he can kill himself. I mean, this is wild.
Yeah, go that way. Stay in fucking traffic or get the fuck out of me, you dumb blonde.
Maybe the best thing for him to do is to go to prison, you know? Like, that'll give him three squares, three hots and a cot. It's like they say, right? Tony Hotfingers, miss you, Onion. Been working way too much. You're gay for me. Missing you. Stop putting money on the street, Big Sauce. Break some legs. Stop putting money on the street? What does that mean? By the way, I think we'll have... speaking too soon. I'm hoping we'll have tickets for sale for Hackamania tomorrow. Believe it or not, I got to talk to two people tomorrow at the gaming board. Somehow the call with one person turned into, here's two people you need to speak to. I'm the only one who's ever tried to collect live entertainment tax for an event in Las Vegas. This is a tax that exists for every single live event in Vegas. And I'm the first person to ever be forced to make government employees figure out how to pay them. No one can tell me how to do it. I've had hours of conversations.
Bimbo, fuck the police over there. Fuck them. Hot sucker. Oh, now let's go for the bumps. Let's take our fucking sweet time.
Oh, man, yeah. Cardiff sent me the whole video of Stuttering John's court. Holy shit.
What the fuck, man?
Actually, I hacked into the judge's hard drive and got it.
And I hate ignorancy, man. Because you fucking got blonde hair and you're a fucking ditz.
I hate ignorancy? Oh, boy. Please tell me that's what he just said. Please tell me he just said, I hate ignorancy.
What the fuck, man? I hate ignorancy, man.
That needs to be a t-shirt. I hate ignorancy.
What the fuck, man? I hate ignorancy, man.
I like that. I like that.
Because you fucking got blonde hair and you're a fucking ditz. Fucking idiot, man.
I hate ignorancy.
I'm thinking about going to coach a little league. Oh, there we go. That's it.
Oh, boy, ladies and gentlemen. We got one.
We got one.
Hello, Joey.
You're fucking hilarious. Oh, how many dicks do you suck a day, Melton? Just curious.
I wouldn't put a hard number on it.
How many dicks do you really suck a day? And do you even know what the fucking truth from a lie is, you fat fucking piece of shit? Huh? Do you even know a lie from the truth? You're such an old has-been. You're fucking old news, Melton. Move out, let the young blood take over, okay? You're fucking worthless. You're a lying piece of snivelling shit, and you should really study the AI law, you stupid motherfucker. Really should.
What's the AI?
Really
which,
should.
Which AI law?
Yeah, really should.
Which AI?
You got to have my consent. I never gave you permission.
What AI
so
law?
Trust
what,
me on this one. What? You will lose this one.
What?
Class action lawsuit going down your ass
which,
next week.
What?
Bye, bitch.
What AI law? Okay. You really should study the AI laws. Nobody's even used one. We got people super tipping and nobody's even using the Joey C and Christina C AI. It's like they have too much respect for this couple. Thank you for the super sticker, FKA the Ghetto Basement. Edinburgh Mikey says, I too have ignorancy. Yeah. Yeah. $5 from Mason in Portland. Felt like just yesterday we were all friends at Hackamania. Joey has let that big retarded co-host, Lou, turn him to the dark side. Yeah, don't worry. Joey C and Christina C are not allowed at Hackamania. They're not. First of all, they can't afford it. Remember, they had to be given tickets last year. And secondly, they're just not allowed. They won't be admitted. We're going to have their pictures up at the front like they cashed a bad check last year.
You have my consent.
Oh, Joey, thank you for the consent.
You have my consent.
Joey just gave me his consent.
You have my consent.
Yo have my consent. He can't even say you. He does yo. Yo, 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 yo. You have my consent. Huh.
Fucking it. This motherfucker is getting sent back today in the air by air fucking mail. That's it. It's going back. This $3 motherfucker.
By air mail. Who says that? We just call it mail now, Grandpa. We just call it mail. We don't need to describe the conveyance on which it's being transported. Are you all right? I'm sending this by truck mail. This one's going by Pony Express.
Our holder sucks. Did you get?
Remember this. Clippers, remember this one. Joey's in the chat. He says, who would want to come to your dumb event? You. There can't be a meetup anywhere in the Dabbleverse. You don't want to roll your fat fucking self too. There's not a show in the Dabbleverse you don't try to grift your way to enough money to figuring out how to pile you and your wife's stink box into some shitty van and parading across the nation, Joey. You want to come. You and that ghoulish wife of yours. Stay away from my event, okay? She's made for haunted hayrides and Halloween time, okay? That's what your wife's made for. Your wife is made to jump out of closets and hand kids candy with her witch hair, okay? That's what your wife's for. So calm down.
it for fucking spending $3 on that piece of shit. God, bitch, please get the fuck. Please go that way. Please go. You're a wasteless fucking rich hoe. Go.
A wasteless? So she's thin?
Now, you go this way. Thank you. Okay. Good move.
And good question, Joey. How come you haven't raised money to put that fucking daughter of yours in a proper box? Is she over there still in a jar of Ovaltine? The fuck? Remember when you needed an enclosure for your daughter's ashes? You're like, right now she's in a Big League Chew pouch. Right now we just keep her over by the curtains in a can of Pabst. Yeah, why don't you do a fundraiser for that? Have you grieved properly yet? Have you put your daughter into the vessel with which she has earned? Or you just do fundraisers to pick up ghouls and drive them to meetup events for losers. That's what I said. So I'm just asking, is she still in the tray by the keys? Is your daughter still sitting over there in an envelope? No, I'm asking.
Go this way and you go that way, okay? Damn it. That's just don't fucking like it.
Oh, no. Now they're doing it.
Quick life update. I sold the car for gas money.
I thought you hated ignorancy.
Quick life update. I sold the car for gas money.
I thought you hated ignorancy.
Yo, I am too, I'm a poor.
Thank you for all the money, Joey. Fucking idiot.
Fuck am I at? Please tell me this is low. Whoa! I just hit something. Holy fuck.
Yeah, let's get him a car. Let's get Grandpa a car.
Oh, wait a second. Lois, yes, Lois. This is I'm trying to find the fucking right back into the fucking neighborhood. You're going to go. I'll go nice and slow, buddy, because I know you're my colonel's neighbor. Hello, my friend.
Just follow the trail of polar pop cups.
Hello, my friend. You go with the little pug. Go ahead. How are you, friend? That guy walks past the colonel's neighbor.
We're trashing dead junkie savvy again. We're back, baby. Should we do another wall? Is it time to do another Joey's dead daughter wall? Ugh. Oh, no. I want to get some of those. All my lights are broken behind the wall. It's going to be a real construction project. But I'm gonna get some of those wall lights where you can put pictures up on the wall, like the little pixels. And then we'll be able to, like, digitally put... animate his daughter, you know? We can like make her look like a skeleton. Them bones.
Look at the little pug. This old cocksucker. Look at him. He's about 99 years old. Look at him. The little fucking pug. Okay. I'm gonna walk across the street. I'm Bob Levy. That's what I am.
Look at Joey driving through this neighborhood. This is like the neighborhood Chad walks through to pretend like he lives in a rich neighborhood. Like, hey, these are my neighbors. It's like, they're not, Chad. You live in a shitty apartment. You live in an apartment that's $900 a month, and he gives it to you for $8 and then pays $100 on your fucking $100 a month on your Patreon. This guy subsidizes your life. Ugh. What's his name? Gladwell Nape?
I got a dog, and my name is Bob Levy. I'm the Rev.
Joey wants so badly to be a part of this. He doesn't know where he fits. He doesn't have any skills or talents or ideas. He's like Chad. He's one of these guys who just streams nonstop. They don't really know, you know, what to do. Beloved Chad said this is the neighborhood rich people. This is a neighborhood poor people think rich people live in. Oh, Moody's got a message for you, Joey.
Hey, Joey, I think I'm pregnant.
We'll call this one. Ignorancy.
I too am Ignorancy.
That's a pretty name for a girl. Ignorant C. The C stands for cunt.
Look at it. What the fuck did I do here? I'm fucked up here, man. Okay, just calm down, Joseph.
Isn't it funny that Joey needs a car and Rocco just bought a new Tesla with his YouTube money? That's what's funny to me. Rocco just paid a Tesla off with YouTube money, probably. I'm guessing. How else could he afford it? Filming car lot commercials for a living. Anyway, the point is, Joey, this is where you're like, the fact that you need a car shows you how good you are at any of this, you know? Like again, Rocco doesn't need a car. He just bought a car. So he's like, as far as I know, he's like better than you.
I'm four beers deep, dog. Hold my keys. Joey, stop by Stoney's this weekend. The Toys for Tots is doing a Stashes for Ashes side event for poor people. Mention Fat Sean for 7% off. He's pig saw in a suit.
Fat Sean and Meme Copium are getting that sweet Stoney's sponsorship. How can a spicy meatball get some of that heat? I'm mostly just waiting on my next federal charge.
What's the next federal charge? I gotta ask. Somebody put this up. This is great. This is a shot from Nelson Brothers at Clearwater Travel Plaza.
I pour two, am I me?
Joey, I don't want you to sue, and I don't want you to have to waste money on a lawyer. Let's come to an agreement. Can we get you super tips to use? Would that fix everything? I know I've blown you off in the past. If I give you super tips and you can figure out how to do it on your own, that's up to you. You know, I can't really handhold, but if we hook you up with the ability to get super tips, would this all go away? Because I got to tell you, Joe, you make a lot of money if you just hook this stuff up.
Yo, my wiggers. Mrs. C's slop shoot. Don't make enough money from BBC gangbangs. Luckily, OJ and Bob are just scummy enough to help grift money from you idiots.
What's fair? Come on, Joey. Let's work it out. He's too dumb. I know he's too dumb, but that doesn't mean we won't let him try. It'll be very funny to watch him try. And then he won't get any super tips because he won't know how to put them up. And it'll be very funny. Rover says, yeah, that's a real cash cow. What's that, 10% of zero? That's not the point, Rover. Again, you know, it's easy to say when you're all thin and rich. I'm just saying we give it to him. We just let him have it. Look, soon enough, everybody's going to be able to sign up. And all my enemies will sign up to stick it to me. Chad will be like, wouldn't it be funny if we used super tips to make fun of Melton? It would. I welcome you to do it. That would really make me look stupid. Please don't do that. Please don't use super tips to make me look dumb on your show. AP gifting 20 members.
Notice me, senpai. Notice me.
Thank you very much, AP. You were just, weren't you just, the executive producer this week earlier, I think. Am I wrong about that? Weren't you maybe Monday or something? Rings a bell to me because we were like, who's this AP? Who's this app? Luis Ortiz, member for 14 months. I'm going to Hackamania 2 and Super Bowl. I can't wait. We will get high roller dinner. I can pay with Wick. Another win for the toe. We haven't decided how we're doing that, Luis. Is it? I don't know how we're going to do this fairly. I do know you won't even be eligible if you don't have a... high roller. If you don't have a VIP ticket. That's all I do know at this point. We'll figure the rest out. It's going to have to be some kind of auction. Or like... Not auction, I mean. Like raffle. Because there's going to be... Everybody's going to want to come. And... yeah, but maybe we will take Wick. Guys, I got to show you this. Beloved Chatter says, does Super Tips have a connector with EBT card? I offered it, man. Why won't he take it? This is a real picture of how the line at Wednesday night's pasta bar works. This is real. You have to wait in line for Chef Dan to make your pasta. They do like this catering. Is it? This is why Aaron didn't want to tell you what it is. This is why. Oof. Ain't no way to spend this as cool. Ain't no way to spend pasta bar as cool. This is sad. This is a sad night at a sad truck stop getting pasta made by a fat, sad man. Chef Dan does not look anything like Chef Dan in the photos on the website. Chef Dan has let himself go. He's got gardener gloves on. He's grinning because he made you some Alfredo. Chef Mug Fucking Dan. And it's just elderly people in here for the $13 all-you-can-eat pasta bar. So come on, man. Joseph Amos, who figures out super tips first? The Tard Levy or the Tard Joey? Unblock. I was... Because Joey was on...
I need to drive the Rock Pocket around to her. Out calls. You're not the only one allowed to grift. Fatty fat back.
Mrs. C's Gremlin Growler. Jesus Christ.
I need to drive the Rot Pocket around to her. Out calls. You're not the only one allowed to grift. Fatty fat back.
Fatty fat back.
Joey, it's me, Joey. I know you're listening. We've talked about this. You always let your little ego get in the way of making us money. Don't screw this up.
That's right, Joey.
Get on Super Tip.
Get on that Super Tip. We're making so much money off you over here, Joey. We're getting rich. Anyway, I thought that was very funny. There's Chef Dan. There's the crowd. Aaron does his evening show 5 to 7, and then him and Slam Piece run down to the truck stop before Chef Dan stops firing Scampi at 8 p.m.
I will buy EBT cards. Also, shout out Luigi.
Shout out Luigi.
I will buy EBT cards. Also, shout out Luigi.
Fucking Chef Dan. I think they're doing great down at the travel spot. Let's pick up where we left off earlier with Aaron Imholt. He's a radio personality. This is Thursday's show, I guess. There might be more in here.
Sapphire says there was a local team that would play at the fairgrounds before the Canes arrived. Like, that's the name of the Colorado coach in NCAA fairgrounds before he even considers the job.
Is there anything golden here?
Did he kind of get the taste of blood in his mouth when he almost killed Johnny and thought, you know what?
It's about Johnny, I think.
I got to pursue a kill. That's what it is. Mersh wants to turn Gino on you in the worst way, says Sapphire. Yeah, I mean, but Mersh is kind of a chicken shit like that. Like, he's all the way 100% internet guy. But didn't Mersh, like, call the police for people trolling him?
Yeah, didn't you?
Does anyone have a clip of that? Like, didn't Mersh, I saw this on the Porcelain documentary. Didn't Mersh go to the police and, like, report Jesse P.S.? And Alan Powell and someone else. Like, he talked to a
Didn't you in this show threaten, like, it'd be a shame. Aaron actually said, it'd be a shame if there was a court order where you weren't allowed to talk about me anymore. Yeah, that's how the law works. A judge is going to come and go, you can't talk about him. I think that's happened to me a few times before. I can't remember. I feel like there were people who tried to file restraining orders on me to get me where I can't talk about them on my internet show. And then the judge said, what? What are you talking about? And you were like, this is Butch Bradley. Your Honor, I'm scared to go outside my house. I don't know where you live. Your Honor, my wife is scared to make salsa. She is? You guys are pussies. So, yeah, it would be a shame if there were a court order that I can't talk about you. I'd live, but it would be a shame.
Fucking detective, because people were saying mean things and sending him coleslaw on the internet. Jesse P.S. sent me coleslaw before. You know what I did? I enjoyed the coleslaw. It was fucking delicious. He got it from...
Melton sent me onions. You know what I did? I made soup and ruined it with... What did he put in his French onion soup? Red pepper flakes? It's like, not a traditional ingredient, I'll tell you that.
Oh my God. From Lunds and Byerly's. That's like an expensive coleslaw as far as coleslaws go.
Yeah, you made fun of her culture. You're goddamn right I did. You're goddamn right I did. I bought a sombrero.
I mean, Jesse P.S. bought me premium coleslaw. Jesse could have brought me a bag of dry coleslaw mix.
That's better. That's better. Only a Midwestern processed food loving piece of shit thinks that it's not dry, gross coleslaw mix. It's called cabbage. It's called cabbage. And it grows in the ground. And it's a vegetable. Aaron doesn't even recognize what cabbage is. He thinks coleslaw is just paper mache with mayo. What do you think is better? Pre-mixed, pre-packaged coleslaw or coleslaw you make yourself from shredded cabbage? Definitely the shredded cabbage. But Aaron's, again, people in the Midwest, all they eat is processed food garbage. It's why Aaron eats one out of four meals at a gas station. It's like only you think fresh cabbage and you making your own. God forbid you whip together a coleslaw dressing on your own. What is it? Vinegar, mayo, maybe pickle juice. I mean, it's not even that hard to like put some salt, pepper, a little sugar. Pretty easy to whip up a coleslaw dressing. No. He likes
Chef Dan offered Chrissy $12 for anal, and she said Joey handles those calls.
With like a coleslaw sauce and said, here, make it yourself, you fucking cunt.
Yeah, that sounds gross, Aaron. I like it with all the chemicals and shelf stabilizing garbage in it, too. Good eye, Aaron.
But Jesse P.S. went to the trouble of door dashing me Lunds and Byerly's coleslaw. And I must say it was really, I would never call the police on Jesse P.S. for ordering me coleslaw. That's really offensive.
So now Aaron again has made up a fight and an enemy and he's winning. Dude, I wouldn't do that. I didn't cancel anybody. I would never have done that. And you guys thought I would do that for coleslaw. And I didn't. Another win for the town. What?
Like a guy tries to do something nice for you, tries to get you some coleslaw, and you talk to a fucking detective about it?
Aaron, this was last year. Let it go.
Jesus, man. Talk about ungrateful. Yeah, people in the chat saying, I love coleslaw. Fuck yeah.
That was the issue. We were debating whether or not people love coleslaw. Good segment.
Fuck yeah. Mersh. Oh, where'd it go? Mersh telling Gino that the Weird Al tickets are really for you. Yeah, he's got a weird thing about the Weird Al tickets my daughter wanted for her birthday, too. He was really oddly obsessed with that. Aaron got those Weird Al tickets for him.
Do you think he wants to fuck her? No, I'm just wondering, because, like, dude, he's talking about your daughter. You gonna put up with that?
My daughter likes Weird Al. I like Weird Al, too. Am I fucking pumped to go? I'm not going to pretend I'm not. Absolutely. But yeah, that's kind of a weird thing that you would call the police. And it was literally because people on the internet were trolling him.
So he's going on and on about this old, old thing about Mersh that everybody knows. Mersh is soft in reports. To make Mersh look bad because Mersh is now attacking Aaron. Aaron, move on from this.
Like, big fucking deal. Could you imagine how busy our local police would be if I called the police? Because people are being mean to me. And didn't he quote Kiwi Farms? Like, technically, does that make Mersh the original Alyssa Mercante?
Who?
Like, Mersh is kind of the Alyssa Mercante and Mersh are kind of, they're peas in a pod.
Okay.
They're both bitching about
hit it.
Arms to the point where they involve the authorities. Jesus Christ, man. Sapphire says Mersh wants ideas on how to destroy Stuttering John. What's wrong? Is he running away? Letter to the police. Five. If we knock that out, that'll make it a perfect week for Steel Toe.
Perfect week, except for Monday night and Tuesday morning when I cried, and Tuesday night when we almost didn't make it.
Apogram says, have you enjoyed an old-fashioned or a Bloody Mary tonight? You know, it's funny you should say that.
I am an alcoholic. Oh, wait, so this is Wednesday night. Sorry, I said this was Thursday morning. This is Wednesday night.
I did have myself an old-fashioned before the show.
I had an old-fashioned before the show. The show starts at 5. I guess it's 7 his time. So he gets, he at 6 p.m., he has an old-fashioned to get ready for the show.
It was just, I needed something, you know? I just needed a little pick-me-up.
You think an old-fashioned is a pick-me-up? What provides the energy, the bitters or the orange?
So I had myself an old-fashioned. I have this cocktail smoking kit now.
Ah, do you have a pole smoking kit?
You're going to like the way you look.
You know, where I can put a little, I can put some wood chips in the little smoker thing, and then
Sometimes I wake up in the morning, I got no energy. I fix myself an old-fashioned. I hit the road. This guy's an alcoholic. I wonder if his dad and mom are alcoholics, because he's a fucking alcoholic. And he's not good. The thing is, too, like, he's not, he doesn't have a palate. He doesn't know what's good. He doesn't know anything about anything, but he has a smoker that his neighbor has to come over and help him light. He has his daughter to teach him how to dip spicy food in mashed potatoes so it doesn't burn his tongue. You know, sunflower seeds give him lacerations in his gums. He can't have a 5-milligram weed gummy, or he's on his stuck on his back like a turtle for a weekend. I mean, this guy's a fragile soul, and he's getting spicy Bloody Mary mixes and cocktail smoking kits. He'll be brewing his own beer next and not have any fucking clue what he's doing. He's a loser MacGuber. He's a dad through and through. He's the kind of dad you can get any kind of that bull, any dad gift from Spencer's, and he'll think it's awesome. You can get him a pipe. He'll think that's cool to take up tobacco smoking in a pipe. You can get him a flask. He'll start carrying around a flask. He's a loser. This guy's a fucking loser. He's a schlub dad. He's the most basic bitch on earth. You can go to get anything from Remember Me Mine. He'll think it's a great, oh, you engraved a pen. That's cool how they do that. That's cool they can do that. It isn't. It isn't.
Take the torch lighter and smoke my old-fashioned. So
cool. Wouldn't you pay to see him do it? Because you know he's doing it wrong. Wouldn't you pay to watch him try to smoke an old-fashioned? Come on. Tony Hotfinger said, shout out to coleslaw. That's true.
So I did. I used oak chips this time. I did a little, I oak-smoked my old-fashioned, and I had a really nice drink before the show. It was really good. Don't worry, I wasn't drinking alone. You know, SP was here. We watched the newest episode of Landman, which I fucking love that show.
I don't even know what that is. Landman? Anyone want to help me out with this one?
We watched Landman. She wanted to trim the bottom of the Christmas tree. The Christmas tree was bugging the shit out of her. So she trimmed off the bottom of that, made a grocery list, and she helped with a little bit of the board here.
This is a rundown of his day. We watched TV. She trimmed my tree, and she fixed some of the board. Cool. Cool.
That's about it. Just darkening in the numbers. That's about it.
So she, again, she watches the clip and watches us make fun of him that we can't read. She's darkened in the numbers, and it's made all the difference. It's made all the difference. It really pops now. It really pops. I can almost tell something's written on it.
About all. So, yeah. That's...
your day?
That's been my evening so far.
Kill yourself. I'm not even kidding. What is this lie? Again, this is his good life. This is him hitting on all cylinders. This is a perfect week.
Our Sam Show says, aren't you the prettiest princess?
Ooh.
Sometimes I wake up and think of that cool buzzer Gordy got me. He tricked me with the handshake.
Oh, God. What else? I'm not even kidding. It's a sad life. It's a sad, sad life.
Just a...
the longer Slam Pig's with him and keeps trying to fix him, you pivot from this sympathetic, you really like, you know, when you find out this Slam Piece is getting involved with him, you're like, oh no, like save yourself, run. And then it becomes apparent that she watches everything. She's more invested in all the haters and stuff than he is. And she keeps trying to fix stuff on his show. And now she pivots from this sympathetic piece to like, oh, she must be, like, actually retarded. And we have a lot of fun here with Slow Wife. She must actually be... how is this bitch? It'd be like a bitch reading all this shit on the internet about me and then hooking up with me. Disgusting. You'd have to be retarded. How? She reads everything. She knows reality. Is he this good at snowing bitches? Did he throw dick that good? What's going on? What's your thoughts? Leave them in the comments.
The dainty girl who loves a good old-fashioned with oak smoke. All right, guys. Number one, All's Fair in Love is in first place at $340.
She ain't going to lose her prize again. Ugh. Imagine. Third time's a charm. How he talks about every ex-wife. Like, this bitch deserves... again, I've said it before. She deserves everything that's coming at some point. She's going to find out. She will find the fuck out.
Thank you very much. $340. Unbelievable, right? All's Fair in Love and War is the absolute best. Silver Wolf with $182 in second place. Flinty Gecko in third with $125. Doorman in fourth with $100. And Trucker 18-Wheeler... nipping at his heels at $92.
Anything can happen tonight, guys.
And there was, I think, Chris O is up there, too.
Oh, yeah, hit the like button. There's over 500 of you watching late night. Hit the like.
Oh, no, Chris O is at 100. I fucked that up. I'm sorry. Chris O is at 100. He's tied for fourth, and then Trucker 18-Wheeler.
Don't fuck it up, Aaron. These standings matter for nothing. First place gets nothing, so don't fuck this up.
At 92. I like that name, Triple N, the Pay Pig Championships. There you go.
So now he's calling his leaderboard the Pay Pig Championships, but there's no prize. You don't get anything.
In the Pay Pig standings, but it's the Chad Buzemach donor ratings. For
great name. The Chad Buzemach... donor rating
right now. So thank you guys. 165 away from tonight. If you'd like to contribute, we appreciate it. We've made a whopping $3 tonight. $3. But that's honestly, that's about all the content you've gotten is about $3 worth. You know what, guys? Let's get away from all this court talk. Let's get away from all this Gino and Mersh and all this shit.
Slam Pig and Van Wilder, what were they watching?
What he knows about. I want to, and I'm sorry if this makes me gay or whatever.
I'm not kidding. Every day he's like, all these guys just call everybody gay. It's the only adjective he has for things.
I want to get into the Christmas spirit with you. Gift giving, you know, maybe it's because it's 6 degrees below zero tonight in Minnesota and there's a dusting a
snake. Oh, yeah. Dumpster fire diving makes a good point. Patrick, I heard people who hit the like button vastly increase their chance of getting a gifted membership. Don't forget to turn on your tabs. What does Chad say? Don't forget to turn on your membership tabs. Literally, we're watching a wet brain who doesn't know what words are or how they go together. Don't forget to turn on your membership tabs. Good job, Chad. That is a thing that exists and can be done. Good job, Chad, on the tabs talk.
No, on the ground, but and I'm halfway through with my Christmas shopping. Christmas is in the air, and I just want to share that vibe with you. I want to share that attitude, and I think, you know what? Sometimes a commercial or an advertisement comes along, and it just puts you in the Christmas spirit.
I agree.
Nelson Brothers Restaurant and Pub invites you to dine in relaxing Northwoods atmosphere. Enjoy our new Minnesota Lakes Aquarium. Warm up by our fireplace when it's cool. Or enjoy summer and fall on our comfortable outdoor patio. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, you'll enjoy hearty, homemade, classic entrees. Choose from our full menu or try our world-famous fritter bread. Dine with wine, beer, or a cocktail. Or visit our full bar and try our signature Ultimate Bloody Mary. Nelson Brothers Restaurant and Pub in the Clearwater Travel Plaza on I-94 in Clearwater.
And you want to share that joy with everyone else. So without further ado, guys, let's fuck it. There's enough bad things in the world. Let's get in the Christmas spirit, shall we?
So dry. This winter dryness is not it, especially when I have so many holiday looks to pull off. Thankfully, I know just the thing. And it's in stock nearby. Hydrated skin is a gift to everyone. No wrapping needed. Happy holidays to me.
Do you feel?
Guys, aren't trans people weird and don't they suck? What's the theme? Yes, they're shoving trans stuff down our throat. Thanks for noticing. Thanks for noticing, Moobs.
Do you feel like you're in the fields and all of these? It is Hollywood. Jeff.
You know, we share the sentiment. We're sick of the trans shit. So you don't have to do it every day. You don't have to cover a trans story every day. Dude, it's what's in the news. He's so dumb. But people have told him that. Like, we don't need a trans bashing story every day. And he's like, dude, I can't help what comes up in the news, man. That's what people are talking about. My baby
tonight. Call yourself a wrestling fan from the midnight. $1 from Dad Vet says Aaron would totally lick his man goo. But I wouldn't. These are all terrible rumors that are being made out about me. Kiff with 199 says, you are the standard bearer for all XXY men. Hey, but wait a minute. That's an extra chromosome. Hey, I think he was trying to do a thing. 150 away from tonight. Thank you guys very much for those contributions, especially you, Copperhead, with the 10 bucks. I appreciate it. 150 is the number. Keep those going. I appreciate it. Streamlabs, PayPal, Venmo, Super Chats, and Rumble Rants. It is our final evening show of the week, and we're looking to end it.
It's looking good, man. It's looking good. I appreciate you. I appreciate you. I love you. I love you. Thank you for donating. I love you.
Now that we're all in the Christmas season,
what is that risk thing? Silence Too Good say it's not gay to enjoy Christmas. What's gay is the way he talks and acts. And that's the freeze frame to prove it right there. I mean, I don't even know what that is. That's excellent. Constantly wringing them hands.
Now that we're all happy and the Yuletide is clearly gay, we can move.
What is going on? Get a new word. Again, does he think this is going to fly when he gets back on radio?
Yes, Aaron. Good. Prior to pilfering our gold from the pothole brains, make yourself an old-fashioned.
Good advice, Beggy Monster. And then what?
Then get that minuscule miniature Minnesotan monkey maker metallically hard, a rock hard, and pilfer an old-fashioned handy from Slam Pig. Oink, oink, you bitch.
Do you think she left or is she still there watching? Just swirling around her smoky old-fashioned and sipping it with her giant Mr. Potato Head lips.
Move on to other news. Chad Buzemach says, it's like he really wants to do everything possible to let us know he is gay without just coming out. Oh, I'm sorry. So now all of a sudden, being inclusive and trying to be tolerant of other people is all of a sudden... You know what? That's a good point. I think
That's the definition. Tolerance and inclusiveness is pretty gay. It's like, what are you doing?
Mission of gay, isn't it? Being tolerant and open to... Well, fucking check and mate on that one, then. Taste Fairy Alto, you're right. He says, even though it's actually Road Dogg singing it. That's true. Road Dogg is the one.
He is the one. Beloved Chatters says, the way Aaron talks, you'd think the gas station Sparrow he likes so much was being overrun by she-hims. Yeah, I do wonder, like, what happened? Like, why does he have this weird... Again, like, I think it's... Part of it's just Minnesota, man. They don't know what... They're not around stuff or exposed to it. Again, Aaron's never been anywhere but Vegas and Chicago. The only time Aaron's ever left... Again, he breastfed until he was 7... And the only time he's ever left his state is he went to Chicago once, and he's come to Vegas about 3 times. That's his city, remember?
Singing with my baby tonight, not Double J Jeff Jarrett. Double J Jeff Jarrett was lip syncing. Now I get to play it again. Until books InfoWars. And for good reason, a lot of the stuff we were talking about last week,
it's another loss for the Onion. Get it?
Dollar just out for
now. Because he thinks Alex Jones is big news. He thinks this is like the really far right shit he follows, he thinks is the news. Alex Jones.
$5 million, which was twice legal and very New World Ordery. I mean, so congratulations to the Onion. They can stick it to Alex. Tired of seeing it every day, and I'm taking a look at trackdoc.com. A lot of people in the chat writing this. $2 from Royston S. Bailey says nobody likes the Onions.
A lot of people are writing it. A lot? How many? I'd argue that anybody who writes that after seeing it twice is fucking retarded. So a lot of people are writing that? Okay.
I mean, it is a very true statement.
Huh? Huh?
It's the Onions. I mean, it is a very true statement. All right, trackdoc.com. Let's find out what we're dealing with.
I've never been more fucked in my life. That was fucked up.
The morning show audience got into it real nice. So go ahead and be really generous, just like last night. Let's have a nice... I liked that last night. When the money's just pouring in and we're going...
I actually liked that. When the money's pouring in and I don't have to work too hard and I just get money, I actually liked that. That's actually pretty cool for me. Hey, man, cool. Thanks for letting us know.
Way the fuck over. I definitely prefer that. I don't know if you guys knew that or not. Maybe that's something we haven't communicated much in a host.
Literally, every time it reminds me of Happy Gilmore when he gets the hole in one. I should just try to do that from now on. Yeah, sure. We'd love to see you try.
/ beggar to audience / donor relationship. You guys probably thought that I liked waiting till the last minute and you guys almost giving me a heart attack and going on this big run.
I actually prefer it when we have a night like last night where everybody just throws a shitload of money at us and we don't even worry about that.
But it's so sad, too, because, by the way, the shitload of money he wants on a night show is $250. It's like if I bugged Beloved Chatter enough, he would throw that at me to shut the fuck up.
Happy holidays, everyone. I ate a Christmas tree for breakfast when I woke this afternoon. I usually eat mine with hot sauce.
He's always just like, God, we got a shitload of money last night. It's like, $200? You got $200? Shut up. Shut up. Dude, we had several people throw like 17.
Oh my God, I feel like maybe you guys didn't know that and I haven't made that clear. That really is my fault. And I apologize. Like, I like
20. Yes, Beloved Chatter has given way more. Just so you know. Very nice. He told, and he lied to me too. That's why we don't get along anymore. Because he lied and said he had a hookup. And he was actually being nice and spending money on me. But as we've seen with him, he gets really embarrassed when he gets outed for sending money like a simp to these big-titted bitches online. It's me!
Funniest, man. I even like 50s. Like 100s, especially on YouTube when that red bar comes up. I think that's great. Those are really fun for me. So I don't know if you knew that or not, but I just really enjoy those.
Chandler!
I like them. So I don't know. If you want to click
What's his birthday, the 23rd?
The Venmo, the PayPal, or the Streamlabs or anything like that. I actually really do enjoy large donations to this program early on in the show.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I'm sorry if you didn't know. Some guy came.
The thing about he just keeps every bit going for way longer than it needs to because he has to fill so much time and he has so little creativity. He keeps every one of his shitty bits going for so fucking long.
I believe Alex Jones said, I breastfed until I was 7. It's a very true statement, but I actually like that.
True.
Came into Johnny's chat and tried to shame Johnny for not voting Democrat because of the Affordable Care Act. Wasn't Johnny shitting all over the Affordable Care Act on the morning show today? Didn't Johnny say that he fucking hated Obama for the Affordable Care Act? Then why the fuck would he vote Democrat?
I think he was upset that he didn't vote.
Sapphire says, then the guy started to call Johnny horrible names for not agreeing with him. Jesus. So just what? It was just a really flit pavement. Fire says the troll finally left and rage quit and we all made fun of him. Oh, well, good for Johnny. Nice work. Chemical weapons.
By the way, today I'm very like out of Aaron this week. Today, Aaron was saying something like MSO hasn't been around for very long. And he was getting really mad at MSO and saying MSO needs to go now and stuff. So I'm actually, is MSO like actually not a fan? I'm confused.
Taste Fairy Ialto says, go make $50. Are you kidding me? All right, let's go into the Christopher Ray stuff. If you're going to have, he's going to that. But the media now this whole week, as you would fire the guy who almost got me killed or almost tried to have me. You crazy extremist conspiracy. I thought CNN was like at one people. We're watching CNN. On with Matt post haste. And I'm going to make sure that he's here, buddy. Don't you worry. Thank you, Rust Belt, for the $50. That's going to bring us down to see right there. That $50, that put us right there. Thank you very much.
That brought us down to 90 out of 250. That put us right there.
$90 away from tonight's goal. Thank you very much, Rust Belt, for the 50. You guys are always there when we need you, aren't they? Aren't you? Always there when we
checking that phone. 50 times a show, checking that phone.
Need you. James with, $5 on Venmo from anonymous fake dono.
What is the bit? Now, like, every one of his pay pigs, when they donate, they go, say this one's a fake one. Say this one's a fake one. Say this one's a fake. It's like he, again, he picks the unfunniest bits and then runs them into the ground. It's like, okay, this guy wanted me to say this one's fake. Okay.
See, guys, that was an anonymous fake dono that gave us that. $85
a good one. Good bit.
Away from tonight. There you go, guys. Now we're only in double digits. Every $5 is a little bit closer to knocking out tonight's goal. So what do you say everybody throws in on that PayPal?
Did you guys know every $5 gets them closer to the goal? Contrary to a lot of people's belief that when you give $5, it actually gets them further from the goal. Every $5, this is hard for a lot of people to really wrap their brain around. Every $5 you give gets him closer to the goal.
Al Streamlabs and Venmo. We get that knocked out, and we call it a perfect week for the toe.
Except for Monday night.
On these evening shows. I also...
Except for Monday night, the first one.
So I have to thank this evening audience because...
It doesn't mean anything anymore. The streaks, the perfect weeks, it don't mean anything. When we're done with this, we're going to go watch Monday night. This is Wednesday night. There's only 3 night shows, and he says it's a perfect week of night shows. I mean, he's lying to your face because I'm going to go show you Monday after this.
You obliterated that $90 shortcoming from Monday night. Thank you.
Right. So it wasn't a perfect week. You went back and filled it with imaginary money later. It's almost like the nightly and daily goals don't matter and you shouldn't be counting your money this tight and just do your show. You're basically proving our point that it all evens out in the end. So why do this hour by hour accounting every fucking day to drive yourself nuts? We had that deficit Monday and we were able to go back and fill that in. Yeah, great. We weren't worried about it, believe it or not. We weren't on pins and needles about it over here. But thanks for keeping us abreast of the finances of your fake company that gives fake bills and fake payments to people. You fake fuck.
Thank you very much for that. This was very sad to read. Americans are driving older cars than ever, and no one can afford to maintain them.
Let's see what he does with this.
That makes me, I have a question. Like, does nobody just do brake pads anymore? Because, like, I have to go in for an oil change. And I need brakes. Like, I got a little grind going.
Do you need brakes or do you need brake pads? It's not surprising. This guy didn't know the difference between wheels and tires.
In my brakes.
I'm not even kidding. If you missed that show, he doesn't know the difference between wheels and tires. For real, for real.
My last oil change, they were at like a 4 and a 2 in the front and back. So it probably is time. But like back in the day when I was a younger man.
Yeah, I bet he has no idea what that means. My tires were at a 4 and a 2.
They would just replace your brake pads and you would continue on. Now they're like, yeah, I think we need full brakes on the front and back. And I'm like, no, I don't think we need.
That's a different thing, Aaron. They tried to tell me I need new brake calipers. And I was like, no, that's not what we do. Just new brake pads. Hello. Does nobody just do brake pads anymore? They tried to tell me the whole system's fucked. I was like, okay, nice try. Just brake pads, please. They tried to get me. They told me I need new wiper blades. I was like, nice try. Doesn't anybody just fill up the wiper fluid anymore? Hello? Hello? Nice try. He just thinks a different thing is a scam. He's like, yeah, you need... You.
Full brakes on the front and back. Like, can't we just take care of the brake pads and call her a day?
No, that's not what's wrong. Your brake pads are fine. Literally, oh, that's a great freeze. What the fuck? Whoa. What happened there? How did somebody come in your eye when it's in your mouth? It's literally, it's a different problem. They're telling him, like, he needs to change his air filter, and he's like, can't we just top her off and call it a day? No, that's not... That's not what's wrong with your car. Come on, can't we just put a coat of wax on it? No. No, we can't. That wouldn't do anything for the problem.
The beggy monster is sticking it to me. I need money, too.
Click, clack, my beggy monster don't want anything to do with your pink ass. Ooga, booga, fuck that bitch, titty begging ass. Mooby, ooga, booga, ooga, booga.
I do have to see how Kevin's numbers are doing. Let's see, you know, because I was watching a part of MLC the other day. Kevin's got Chad, Felicia, and Bob on. He's going to pay three people. And I think Bob thinks he's going to be getting his old money. I think Bob thinks he's going to be getting his old money like he used to get last year. And I don't think that exists anymore. And even if it does, I think Kevin's a lot more frugal. And boy, oh boy. This looks down. Bink. Bonk. We go to Super Chat, 562, 462, 348, 596, 653, 480, 700, 300, 500.
Boogers. My car shop doesn't take Stony Bucks.
600, 300, 700, 400, 1100, 1000, 300, 400, 192, 300, 800, 600, 200. So it's nowhere. It's not what it used to be. When we were tracking it, man, sometimes it'd be 2,500 a day. Those days are gone. He hit 1,000 4 days this month, but that's it. And he's got some days in the ones, twos, and threes, and that's not great either. And then you look at the summary here, it's down. Engagement is low. His highest viewer is 1,092. His average is 675 now. And somebody pointed out that we passed him in subscribers. That's crazy. Seems nuts to me. These views have been popping lately because of Bob, maybe? You know? It's hard to tell. I don't really know how to, you know, I'm not good at reading all this stuff. But people show me. They think it's important. Look at this total revenue, 209,000. What does that mean? Over what? Total revenue of all time? Because he said he made more than 200,000 last year, but this says total and doesn't give a date, which I think is odd.
Oh, no. We got to do front and back. I don't know.
That's what she said
about that. So I think I'm going to call another place. I'm going to call my guy and I'm going to be like, do you think we can just do pads? And because, like, what they want to redo brakes is fucking insane.
We're just watching a guy live his Midwestern life live on a stream. Is this what Leighton Broadcasting would be paying for you to look up break pricing? And by the way, this is where the unspoken monetary value of being on the radio comes in. Because if Aaron was on the radio locally, he'd have nine guys going like, I can do your breaks in my garage. Oh, come on down. I own a truck stop. We make pasta. And he'd get a deal or get a hookup, which is payola. But we're literally watching a man Google pricing to get his brakes fixed now.
How much does a four-wheel brake pad placement cost?
Again, what's crazy is they're telling him he needs new brakes. Like, that's a different... The whole assembly, I guess, needs to be replaced. I don't know. Rotors, caliper, I don't know. But it is a different thing than the brake pad. So this guy's like giving him a price to replace all the brakes. And then Aaron's like, that's a ripoff. Look, I Googled how much brake pads are, and it's less. And then they're like, yeah, we're not fixing your brake pads. And he's like, why not? Doesn't anybody do brake pads anymore? Where have all the books gone? He doesn't understand that that's not what's wrong with his car.
Yo. Patrick, if you hook me up with Super Tips, I will have Mrs. C lick your brown.
I'm going to crush a Crave case of White Castles before. Going to give that bitch double pink eye. So it's just why it literally is like they're telling him like he needs crowns on his teeth. And he's Googling, how much does it cost to fill a cavity? And it comes back like $400. And he's like, why you guys charge me $2,000 for a crown? Look how much a cavity is. It's like, yeah, you have a bigger problem than that.
There we go. Oh. Well, fuck. Oh, $230. And 600, including parts per labor, with the average cost per
app. Parts per labor. Parts per labor. This guy's fucking stupid. Oh, yeah. PPL. My brake pads are about 230 PPL. Oh, yeah. I love it when somebody Googles something and then they don't even know how to read the fucking results.
Well, fuck. Oh, 230 and 600, including parts per labor, with the average cost per axle ranging from 100 to 300, depending on the vehicle. Oh, actually, you know what? That's about what this was to. You know what? That's about the same.
Hold on.
This was to, you know what? Oh, actually, you know what? That's about what?
How much?
With the average cost per axle ranging from 100 to 300, depending.
The average cost per axle, 100 to 300. There's two axles on his car. He has a Tahoe. So $200 to $600 is the big price he thinks is too much to pay. Does this need to be part of your show? Admitting to your audience you don't have $200? What's going on here? You just bid $150 on a fucking picture of a man that's framed in a truck stop. Biscuits and gravy much? Again, you bid $150 on a framed photo of a sweaty man. And now we're doing a show where you don't have $200 to fix your car? By the way, this started with us making fun of an article where it said no Americans can afford to fix their car. And then we immediately broke off into a fork of, God damn it, I got to get my brakes fixed and I don't have that kind of scratch laying around. I have it, but that's set aside for framed man picks.
Depending on the vehicle. Oh, actually, you know what? That's about what this was.
$200 is what he just had a shit fit about. $200.
It's not. It's about the same. All right. Fair enough.
Really, Patrick? Two axles? Dummy, name a car with more or less than two axles. Any tractor trailer? Any fucking Ford F-350 dually? Huh? Name a car with more or less than two axles. I don't think any cars have less. But a lot have more.
Fuck my ass. Kloppo Graham says, get All Care Towing to fix the brakes. Oh, I don't want to bother him. It's fucking winter in Minnesota.
Get All Care Towing to fix the brakes. And he just got... All right, now he's going, name a car with more than two axles, dummy. Limousine? Seen limousines with more than two axles. Are you calling in about this? Here we go. Hello?
Yeah, is there something wrong with you, a Ford dually? That means two wheels, four wheels on one axle. The truck only has two axles. What do you think it is, a 6x6? What are we, in the Marine Corps?
You never seen a pickup truck with two axles in the back?
That's a specialty truck made by a coach company. It probably pulls something.
Super Duty?
That's not a fucking truck. Yeah, Super Duty doesn't have three wheels on each side. What are you talking about? It's two axles.
Three wheels on each side? I think it has five on each side.
No, Patrick. It only has two axles, though. It doesn't have three. If you have three axles,
there's two in the back. I think there's two in the back. But either way, it's still not a car.
Yeah, you said car. You said, now, mind you, he has a car.
What is this contest? What is this contest you're entered in where you have to correct every word?
I
can't get a word wrong? I talked for 4 hours, Baumert. I don't need this.
I was getting itchy because I'm not allowed to call in anymore. So I figured, nah, fuck it. I got him. Let me call in. Listen, can I just say something really quick while I got you on the phone so I don't have to call back again? No, seriously, it's been bothering me all day.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's just do foundations real quick, and let's get this out of the way once and for all, because I heard that mongoloid from fucking Florida, Mr. fucking Wander, and I, again, he brings this up with Gino, and we're a year past this. The predicate for a search warrant, it's not hearsay. You can't say, a reverend can't go to the police and say, hey, guys, listen, a lot of my parishioners, they're worried about one of the people in my flock. He doesn't look good. That's not enough. A judge is not going to sign a search warrant. It's either a confidential informant or an undercover. Somebody had to have seen drugs in Ricada's house and swore to it before a judge.
Aaron's a kind of motherfucker who I wouldn't... He already admitted he was taking pictures in the Ricada's house.
Right.
Like, what if this idiot... He took a photo of their cocaine and shit. He thought it was cool.
Right. Here's the thing. Somebody had to swear that out. Unless an undercover got into Ricada's house and witnessed the transaction, or that there was actually some. This is what I shouldn't have to explain this. I'm a moron. What these law tubers never even bring this up. Where did the search warrant came from? It was from Aaron, because he's a CI, because they needed somebody that was in that house with those drugs to get a judge. And let me say something. Keith Ellison is the Attorney General of Minnesota. It's not like Aaron lives in fucking, you know, some red state. They don't just let the police walk into people's fucking houses. Aaron had to swear out to the police as a confidential informant that this is what he saw, and they had to go before a judge, a detective, and read out the informational.
Wouldn't we know that? Wouldn't that be like part of the filing or the search warrant?
Yes, the only way they're going to get that.
Right, but why? Wouldn't we know that? Wouldn't it bear it out in the paperwork?
No, because he's a confidential informant. The only person who's ever going to get that is if this goes to trial in, I forget, Brady law. They're going to have to give that as part of the discovery to Nick's attorneys. So what they're doing, again, this is what movie playing this fucking bullshit law and order. You know, we asked for a 60-day continuance. The reason his lawyer is asking, they're not investigating anybody. Again, you were perfect on that. You hit it right on the head. No, every time a lawyer's got to use an investigator, you're talking $300 an hour.
No, they got a flat rate deal.
Yeah, right. Listen, Patrick, I'm going to be honest with you. The reason I take this personally, I could have put guys' kids through college, lawyers, with the amount of money they've raped me for over the years. So I'm telling you right now, every minute that movie calls up, hey, I just wanted to let you know that Patrick Melton made another comment about me today. That phone call could be 3.52 seconds. You're going to get an itemized bill for every
Oh, I know. It's
okay. So let's put that. So now we have the foundation that Aaron is definitely CI. It's not if, maybe 100% it was Aaron. 100%.
How do you know? You don't know.
Okay. I don't know. How did they get the search warrant? The only other way they're going to get a predicate for that search warrant is if they made a controlled buy at Ricada's house. An undercover is going to have to go before a judge and say, Your Honor, at TPO, time and place of occurrence, I knocked on the door. I made a controlled buy. The bill, I used a $20 bill. This is the serial number. I was passed a small quantity of white powder. That's how that's going to read. And a judge will say, okay, I grant that. There's plenty of times where judges will say, absolutely not. You'll get a guy to say, like, let's say, I'm going to give you, for instance, I'm making this up. It's not a true case. A biker says, yeah, listen, dude.
I don't care.
Okay. All right. Thank you. I was whatever. You know, dude, what do you do this to me for? I think I'm being all smart all of a sudden. I'm making a breakthrough, and then you remind me what a fucking jerk.
Oh, we love it.
Oh, by the way, too, don't ever say RICO again. RICO is a federal predicate. There is no such thing as a state RICO case. Do not have those letters.
I don't care. Use your mouth again. I don't care.
Got him. Confirmed. Oh my God! Can you imagine?
Hold on, it's 6 degrees. It's 7.
We might not let Ballmer to the high roller dinner. We might have to keep him out. He'll try to dominate the whole thing. And another thing, real linguine and clams doesn't look like this.
Freeze below zero right now. You know how fucking busy they probably are. Got trucks going in and out of there all the goddamn time, I'm sure. But people are driving older cars than they ever have before. And they're having a hard time maintaining.
I love that little detour we took for Aaron to look up how much brakes cost.
30 years ago, the average passenger car was about 8.4 years old. So 30 years ago, we're talking 94. So in 94, people were driving 86s.
No, look, I've definitely, look, I don't know what it is, Super Duty, 350, whatever. There's definitely trucks with two axles in the back. You're out of your mind. There's definitely pickup trucks with two axles in the back. You're nuts. Four wheels in the back on each side and one wheel in the front. And it's like a regular pickup truck body. Like a big one, but I don't want to hear about it. Was it F500 or something? I swear to fucking God.
Okay. In 94, people were driving 86s. Today, people are driving 2011s. That's average. Like, the average vehicle is a 2011.
But they also, like, are good. When I was young, and we were poor, but when I was young, our car would break down all the time. I remember a million times as a child, broken down on the side of the road, car being in the shop, friends, family members having to drive us around. We were poor, man. And our car broke down all the time, overheating, wheels and tires. You know, I swear to God, just everything we owned was a fucking junker. And now they're like, but you know, I got a new car last year, but the car I had before that was a 2011. There was nothing wrong with it. I got rid of it because the steering wheel controls broke. Need a new clock spring, which is a pain in the ass and like $600 to get fixed. And I was just like, all right, well, time to sell it. It was a hybrid. The hybrid battery still worked fine. It had Bluetooth, Infinity surround sound, dual moonroofs. Like, it was no reason to get rid of it. There was no feature. It was I got CarPlay. Was the only thing I really wanted that it didn't have. But I would have drove until the fucking wheels fell off. Who gives a fuck?
So if you're someone who sometimes gets bummed, you're like, I'm driving like a 2012.
Holy shit. Look at Doom. A Ford F-350 typically has two axles, one in the front, one in the rear axle, but depending on configuration, some F-350s may have a dually setup with a dual rear axle, giving it three axles in total. So what did Balmer say? Thank you. Apology accepted, Balmer. Balmer? Who's Balmer?
Oh, yeah, the bitch.
12-year-old car say. You can feel good about that. You're above average. Congratulations.
My dad used to have one of those. It was a work truck because we were very poor. But my dad had a work truck. So Balmer calls in to be like, "You kidding? There's no F-350s with three axles." And then you're like, "Yeah, there is." And he's like, "You said car." It's like, then why were you arguing about the truck? We can get into the definition of a car, I guess. Jesus fucking Christ. And again, there are limousines with three axles. So does that count? I don't hear you arguing with that one. Limousines are custom made, so that doesn't count because they've been pretty much pimped my ride. Okay. Well, then we're done talking. Pieces of fucking shit.
The report offered several reasons for this, including inflation, higher interest rates, and shortages due to supply chain issues. Dude, it is really fucking expensive. Like, and fuck new cars. Like, even used cars. It's out of this world. 2024 Silverado EV Crew Cab Short Box, $93,000.
It's funny that, like, now that we know that April liked big trucks, because Aaron's preferred automobile is a Buick Lucerne. But now that he knows April liked big trucks, he'll probably always drive a big truck because he thinks that's what'll help him get hot girls. I really believe that. Like, next time he wants a car, he'll shop for... And he's one of those guys, too. Aaron's one of those guys, too, I bet. The minute he pays off a car, he's like, time to go shopping for a new car. This one's paid off. I don't have any car payment. So now I can go get a new one. You know, which is like how 22-year-olds think. If you're around 40, you should stop worrying about what kind of car you drive so much. Like, really. Like, have a nice car, I guess. Or if you're really into cars, care, I guess. But, like, you're a Menards dad. You don't need a cool truck. Or this one.
Taxes, license, title, everything out the door, $104,000 for a brand new truck.
Why would you ever buy a brand new truck?
Fuck. Jesus Christ.
Wait till some schlub like you gets it repossessed and then buy it.
Some economists are warning that Trump automotive tariffs will make prices worse, while others are suggesting his economic, regulatory, and energy reforms will bring prices down. I don't know.
Great take.
I don't have an economics degree. I don't know if...
Hold on a second. This is a really good take. You picked the article, right? Tell us the news and then give us your opinion. We want to hear it. This sounds really cool.
I don't have an economics degree. I don't know if Trump's tariffs are going to... Here's what I know about Trump's tariffs. If people decide that it's still worth it to make shit overseas and ship it here, then the tariffs are going to increase prices.
Wow. Aaron thinks if companies still make things and send them here, and Trump increased tariffs, it's going to increase prices. It's probably going to increase prices. This is what Aaron thinks. Look, it might not. It might. We don't really know. But Aaron has an idea that it probably is going to.
But if Trump's tariffs inspire people to move their manufacturing back stateside,
okay,
that could actually help us out economically.
Interesting. Aaron says here that, on the other hand, if goods and services were manufactured domestically, there's a chance prices could come down.
Quite a bit. MSO says go in for an oil change.
But remember, he also said when April quit that the goal would come down. So he's not really a good... He's not really one to trust on those kinds of predictions.
I told him this money would be heard all over the world for about 11 seconds. The dolt believed me. Stick it in now while she ain't looking. Wah, sorry, wrong channel.
Jesus Christ. Coco McGee, member for 9 months. Aaron benefits from odds are good, but goods are odd. Aaron befits for what? Aaron befits from odds are good, but goods are odd. I kind of know what you're saying, but I don't understand what you're saying, if that makes sense. Nelson Brothers of Clearwater Travel Plaza has been a member for a month. Thanks for joining up. Is that Dan? We want to thank Mr. Aaron M. Holt for his recent review on our Google webpage. Oh, no. Have they left a review? What does it say? I'm too lazy
to
look.
What a fag. Do it yourself, Tubby.
Jesus Christ.
Now, is that very nice? Is that very nice? Matt says, cars from the 80s and 90s didn't last as long as they do now. A car can easily go for 250,000 miles or more now.
Right, also, that's what I'm saying.
Real men do their own brakes. And he also says, yes.
Real men do not do their own brakes. It's like we're saying real men mow their own yard. It's like, yeah, unless you're...
I'll make a show work. Yes!
Can we get a Baumert voice? Along with our slow wife voice?
Matt will be here by the end of the year.
By the way, these are going to be... This is what Super Tip's going to be. Like, everyone who's worried about the celebrities and licensing voices, like, the funniest voices are going to be things that are made up. Like, Beggy Monster and Slow Wife. Like, those are the really funny inside ones.
I do believe I owe that man some money as well. Do I? Yeah, I think I do. When was his last day? You know, what if I don't? And now I just said that out loud. Like, if you're Matt, you go, yeah, fuck it. You totally do.
Yeah, Matt doesn't listen to the show. Matt doesn't listen to your show.
I got to learn to keep my fucking mouth shut. Some, one of these days, before my 40th
birthday. Well, we get an AI Baumer voice and people can just make him say stuff and he doesn't have to call in anymore. Or he won't be allowed to call in. He has to send AI voice chats of himself. That way, if we're going to listen to you, we at least get paid per word.
Day. I'm going to learn to keep my mouth shut. So, yeah, people aren't buying.
Hold on, Moody says, I started making a slow wife one today, but my soul died a bit when I was searching. Cerebral palsy monologue. I don't know why he's done this search for some special friend. Just go on YouTube and look for a special friend.
Cars, I get that. Interest rates, high prices. I hear the interest is up and the stock market's down. You only get mugged if you go downtown. Speaking of getting mugged, we talked about this yesterday. During the Monday night football game, someone broke into Joe Burrow's house.
So Thoreau's?
And burgled him. The man was burgled while he was out. He looked inside. Like, Burrow is gay lines.
How many gays? He's really on the gay stuff.
Oh, like, by two called Stories and tried to order food. Also, a homeless encampment burned. If people are going to show, I'm a lightning rod for entertainment and controversy. And, you know, I do find it to be an honor that people say, okay, I have a show. I could do my own content and gather an audience, or I could talk about this other guy who does his own content and get a bigger audience. And the fact that revolving your shit around me rather than revolving it around you gets you a bigger audience is only going to make me feel good. So thank you.
I haven't always been this way.
Adam Simon becoming a member for 12 months says, where does the time go? A whole year with the toe. Well, thank you, Adam Simon. It is very nice of you to be a member for that long and 30 months.
It's very
months,
cool. I mean,
holy shit. 85
Why
bucks.
Did he say 30? 30 months, 12 months, whatever it is. It's 12. Why did you say 30?
Bucks away from tonight's goal. We got about a half hour until we rattle the cans. Let's knock out that 85.
It's like he has a natural instinct to belittle whatever anyone does. If you give 100, he's like, great, we get 60 of that. If you say, hey, man, I've been a fan for a year. I can't believe it's been a year already. He's like, 1 year, 2.5 years, whatever it is, man, congrats. And he's like, well, it's 1 year. I just said that. Yeah, man, 7 years, 5 years, 1 year. It's all good. You're getting there. Oh. Thanks.
Ivan, call it another win for the toe and a perfect week of evening shows. Have you guys seen the
Yes. For Slow Life, please. Oh, shit. Please use Riding the Bus with My Sister. This show has talked about that movie a lot. One of my favorite scenes are shopping for a toilet seat. Rosie O'Donnell plays a slow woman, and it is Riding the Bus with My Sister. This'll get you straight to hell. This'll put you straight to hell for real.
I'm first.
Who's racing?
You're second.
You know you're always first with me, Beth. Every day you are first person on my bus.
Yeah.
You'd kill somebody to get on first.
I wouldn't kill.
He's got no place to go, just rides around.
I wouldn't kill.
All day.
So, it's a free country. I'm a person.
Hello?
My bus pass for $40, and I'm first always, so that's why I'm first.
Yeah, you're doing it on the government dole. Why don't you do something useful in your life?
Okay, Henry. Where is Beth going today?
I'm going to go to Elma, and then I'm going to catch a bus with Rick.
Ah, Rick is your new favorite.
Yeah, because he has a green car, and he's cute.
A green Mustang. Very classy.
Yeah. I think he's going to take me for a ride in it.
What about your boyfriend? What about Jesse?
Jesse's delicious. He's going to take me today to get a new toilet seat because mine got broken.
My toilet seat got broken.
It's sliding.
Yes, this is great.
You gotta take me today to get a new toilet seat because mine got broken and was sliding. I thought I would fall off of it, like, whoa! Broken and was sliding. I thought I would fall off of it, like, whoa! Broken and was sliding. I thought I would fall off of it, like, whoa! Broken and was sliding. I thought I would fall off of it, like, whoa!
Oh, yeah. I forgot all about that movie. It's so good. Riding the Bus with My Sister. The whole movie from 2005 is on YouTube. You can watch it.
With a drink. If you take a drink down, you...
Wow!
Then there's less drinks in the world. 5, 6, 7, 8. Oh, no. Why did you get a black car, Rachel?
You know those ones never work.
Why'd you get a black car?
Just wait, Beth.
You know those ones eat watermelon too much.
Yeah, it's locked. Black cars are ugly.
Wow, they got big noses.
Hey,
I don't
just
like...
Just wait. Can't you hear me?
Yeah, I heard you. It's locked. I don't think black cars are good. I like blue cars or... Green card like Rick.
Who's Rick?
He's a bus driver. You met him at the funeral.
I don't remember. Have you been waiting long?
2 hours.
Why didn't you wait inside?
Because you couldn't see me in there.
I have your address. Honestly, Beth, you know, you just make things harder on yourself.
Buckle up for safety.
Buckle up for safety.
is junk. You're getting fat.
You're getting fat.
So?
Nobody's going to want to fuck you.
I'm worried about you, your health. We're going to get you some brown rice and vegetables, and I'm going to teach you how to cook it.
I won't cook it.
Of course you will.
I won't.
Okay. I want you to put the card away.
Dad does it.
Dad isn't here.
Yeah, well, I'm too tired.
Someone could hit it. Someone could get hurt.
I don't care.
You don't care if someone gets hurt?
Well, I don't know who somebody is, so no.
It makes a good point.
I know why Dad called you the sheriff.
Because I always get what I want.
Ha!
Rachel, I put 7 red fishies inside of this can. Do you think they can swim in cola? I hope so.
We're going to see if they can. Ha ha!
I would hate to drown them. Rachel, I never knew vegetables were so heavy. These barrels are much heavier than my usual food shopping.
I never knew vegetables were so heavy.
Are you sure you don't want a donut?
I don't want a donut.
Oh, I left it open. That was a mistake. All right. You like it? You like my place?
Yeah, it's homey.
Look, look. Remember this? This is Daddy's chair. Remember when Daddy was sitting in the chair and I was brushing his hair and...
Oh, no.
Put a ribbon in, he didn't know. That was a good one. Me and Daddy, at least we got each other, but... Now we don't.
He's very dead.
Hey, I got your Christmas present. Right here. Can open if you want to.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Wow. Cute.
You like it?
Best sister by par.
Olivia said it was practical.
Speaking of practical, did you get the sweater I sent you?
Yeah, I gave it away.
What?
Yeah.
That was a very nice sweater. It was expensive.
Yeah. I didn't like it. I'm fussy.
I'm fussy. Anyway, that's the perfect one. That's where we should land on that.
Sam Darnold AI shit that they do. Because we have a ginger quarterback who looks like a serial killer, people like to post these Sam Darnold AI press conferences where he basically likes to tell everybody to suck his dick. Like they'll have him, here's Sam Darnold doing a press conference. Aliens came by and said, here's a camera, and a guy takes a picture of his dick first. Aliens, we had give a do that. Randy Moss, cancer.
Him and Chad, him and Chad both love Googling live.
Doesn't have. I'll tune in every once in a while and I'll watch Chad talk shit about people, but I did fall asleep during this one. Was it not Chad's fault? I'm not saying that Chad was boring or that he wasn't talking enough shit about people.
Chad still unironically does the hype train, and sometimes he gets no money during it, and it's just like, what is it? And he just like, again, just bounce. You know how Chad bounces like a retard. He still does this to that hype train MIDI music, and then like nothing comes in, and he's like, ah, we own Steel Toe with that one. Woo! Good stuff. Edinburgh Mikey says E equals MC squared, M equals movie, and C equals cum. E is economy. The economy equals movie times cum squared? I don't know if these are official stats.
But it did put me to sleep. I think it was because, I had the court thing today, and I was like all raring to go. I was like, here we go. We're going to start, really getting into it.
And then you had an old fashioned.
And they're like, yeah, because retarded people keep doing retarded shit. our investigative report isn't out yet, so we need another 60 days.
The investigative report. Okay.
All right. So I think I built myself up for something today, and like by the time I was on the air this morning, and I told you guys, I'm like, there's not much is going to happen today. I kind of knew. And so I think I had that, like, I was all jacked. And then I was like, bleh.
How are you? I forget how you were. You were all jacked, but then how did you go?
And so I think I had that, like, I was all jacked.
Right.
And then I was like, bleh.
Bleh. Could you spell that for our courtroom stenographer?
That just kind of. I fell asleep listening to Chad Zumach. Turd burglar.
You were jacked, though?
I had that, like, I was all jacked. And then I was like,
bleh.
That just kind of. Had that, like, I was all jacked. And then I was like, bleh. That just kind of.
One more time.
Like, I was all jacked. And then I was like, bleh. That just kind of. I fell asleep listening to Chad Zumach.
Sabra Cadabra says he's an old-fashioned classic idiot. I don't even know what that means, but it's funny.
Turd Burglar says he has herpes in the eye. I don't think eye herpes is the announcement that he was making. Red Fox Mad with $4.99 says, pray for Randy Moss. Yeah, I mean, I mean, obviously a Vikings fan. I love
it. Oh, by the way, a couple of people are ordering MLC merch from MLCmerch.com. I'm going to take that site down, I think. So if you do want any MLC, the store is still active over there, but I am going to pull it down. Somebody might want to tell Kevin too, because I know Kevin likes the shirts and he thinks it's like a big own to like get them without me knowing. He loves to brag. I already got my shirt. You might want to tell him like if he wants to get some more shirts to get it, but I'll say the new year I'll probably bring it down. So last chance for that era of MLC merch. Till Chad gets it going. Chad'll get it going. Or Slam Piece.
I hope he's all right. That brings us to $80 away from tonight's goal, and we got 20 minutes until we rattle the cans and see if we can knock out that last $80.
It's good if someone sends in 100 or if he misses. Because when he sends in 100, he gets so cocky. Like, guys, I know they're seething about it. We just got $100.
Call it another win for the toe, which Nico says. Nico renewing their Baby Boot membership and says another win for the toe. Thank you very much.
Very cool.
Guys, why don't you all team up? And at the very least,
why don't you all team up? That's a good question. Every once in a while, like, Sketty and Galloway will team up, but not enough of you team up. I never see, like, Cardiff's kids and Baumert team up. I never see, like, Rover get together with Ali Drew. Why don't you team up? Team up!
Just get us under $50 here in the next 20 minutes. And we'll get ourselves a full week of evening show victories with just one more goal.
Except for one third of them.
Left to go in the morning. As you can see, we got All's Fair in Love and War in first place in the Chad Buzemach.
Let's go back to the meaningless board. It's the third time we've checked in on it. As you can see, we can't. How much of this budget goes to markers?
Owner ratings with $340. Silverwolf in second with 182. Flinty Gecko in third with 125. And Doorman tied with Chris O. And almost Trucker 18 Wheeler is at 92, so he's pretty close too with $100. And Rust Belt climbing up the rankings with $50 as well. You got a few people.
Is it rankings or ratings?
Who are around the 40, 50, 60, and 70 spot in this week's rankings.
It's just like he doesn't even know what he's doing. What are these rankings? What and what? And what?
thank you guys very much for throwing that at us.
Okay.
Hey, Mikey, becoming a member for 10 months says, do you need my dollar tonight? Hey, Mikey, we always appreciate your dollar every single night.
That's right, Mikey. That's right. Junior Fishing 92 says, what happened with the cop exhaust? Was it a work? No. He was just looking for the owner of a car. I don't know what happened. Patrick's neglected dog member for 3 months. Most days, dad will make me walk slow mommy with the leash. Sometimes mommy calls me Patrick, and she calls dad Brad. Nelson Brothers Google review. All right. Let's go Nelson Brothers. Nelson Bros. Google review. Nelson Bros. Cutting Edge Catering. Nelson Bros. It's Cutting Edge Catering. Nelson Bros. Catering. I got Yelp. Nelson Bros. Minnesota. Let's try that. Google 5,000 Google reviews. And you're saying there's a new one? Let me sort by newest. Can't stop by here without checking out the bread barn. What am I looking for? Anything in specific? These are all from 2 days ago. I don't see anything by Aaron Imholt. These are from a week ago. What am I looking for? You're going to have to tell me what I'm looking for. Because I don't think it might have gotten removed or something. They all just say the star amount. One says delicious sandwiches. The chili was the best I've ever had. What's not to like about Nelson's? Everything's delicious. So this was a giant waste of my time, and it's why I don't do anything without a link. You have an email address, send me the link. This is a giant waste of my time.
Are you kidding
me? Thank you.
Thank you, buddy. If you ever want to, you know, throw a couple zeros behind it and turn it red, we love seeing those.
Aaron's gotten three $100 donations in the past quarter. And he acts like it's a common occurrence.
Did you guys see the, speaking of sports, did you see the Caitlin Clark thing today? This was kind of a bummer. Caitlin Clark apologized for her white privilege today. Like, it's not something, $60 million a year, something crazy like that. Juan Soto just made a shitload of money.
Whoa, he just got an $85 super chat from Samford's son.
It wasn't Latino privilege or whatever the fuck he is. It was the fact that he kicks ass and he's the Mets desperately want to surpass the Yankees one day and they needed a franchise player and he's it.
He's going to go apeshit. He's going to suck my dick.
Got the money and they're throwing it at him. Doesn't have, like, Caitlin Clark didn't get what she got because she's white. Maybe more people relate to her because you can't control that. Grovel at the highlight that made this. Okay. Now, just kind of a little bit of it's a collector's item, you know. Sanford's son with a purple one, a pink one, I should say.
And I can't get up.
Thank you, Sanford's son. 85.71 over on YouTube. Thank you very much. That puts us $20 away.
Anybody know how that math works? He needed 80. He got 5 and then 86. So that brings him to 91. He needed 80. He got 91. And now he only needs 20. 80 minus 91 equals 20. Got it? Does anybody know how any of this works?
From tonight's goal, thank you so much, Sanford Sun. That is so nice of you.
By the way, this is a great point by Edinburgh Mikey, who's usually just a slow Scottish alcoholic, but he makes a great point. Compare this to the reaction from the $100 from the person we thought was Slam Piece. More money in a way chiller, more relaxed reaction. Look at him freak out over this $85.
Very much. That puts us $20 away from tonight's goal. Thank you so much.
Giddiness. Thank you so much. Giddiness.
Sanford Sun, that is so nice of you. $20 away from knocking it out. Why doesn't somebody just throw that last 20 up there?
It's amazing. It's amazing that he needs 80 and he gets 90 and he goes 20 more, guys.
And we'll call it the final win for the toe for the evening show. Thank you so much, Sanford Sun. Let's give him the $50 drop.
We want the gold, sucker. Hulk Hogan, we coming for you, nigga.
Thank you, Sanford.
That's the $50 drop, he calls it.
Sanford Sun. All right, let's put I think that's Sanford Sun getting on the board for the first time this week. And he's damn near cracked the top five. Sanford Sun with 85-7.
Wow. Sanford and Sun, you've almost cracked the top five. Now, of course, on the board, everybody knows this. We only keep track of the top four. As you can see here, 1, 2, 3, and the last one, 4. But we also like to let people know when they're almost in the top five, even though that has no bearing of you getting on the board. Just what we do here at the Toe. It makes as much sense as anything else.
The one that puts him just $15 behind Doorman.
Great.
For fourth place.
This is close.
Thank you, guys. It's very nice.
It's very cool.
Very nice. Let's... WNBA, needle mover, who cares about women's basketball? Let's... Jesus.
Jesus, guys.
Jesus. Some people saying, what about 1 hour of overtime tonight? I gave it all to the morning show. I'm sorry. I did. I told you there were going to be three ways we meant to go with the overage. We were either going to throw it all to the morning show and just make it a nice,
make something up quick.
Nice, easy morning. And then the morning show responded by giving you a smaller goal today.
That's
so
fair.
I thought
that's
that was
fair.
A nice give and take. And they gave you a smaller evening show goal on Tuesday as well. So that was nice of them.
Can you imagine if this was your life? Pretending your night audience and your day audience are two different people and that you're like a mediator between them. Guys, come on. That was fair because they gave the 30 to you and then you carried over. I thought last week that was a good compromise for the night ones with the day ones. Was it not? Was it not? Make up more stuff to make your life complicated. We'll wait. Make up more things that cause you stress. We'll sit here and laugh.
I threw them a little courtesy. And so I did end up going with option number two of the three.
Are you guys my night audience or my day audience? Nobody likes onions, doesn't really have a schedule. Right, right. It's the same fucking losers round the clock.
And I gave it to the
morning. Hit the like button. 200 likes is pathetic, by the way. 200 likes is pathetic. I feel like we could get that to 300 in under a minute if you all really pulled together. If you're watching on TV, pick up that remote fag. It's like 3 clicks. If you're watching on your computer, it's even easier. Let's get that like button clicked. Suck my dick.
Morning, guys. It was either give it to the morning, guys. It was give it to you guys tonight or give it to Monday evening. And
those were my options, and I'm autistic, so I already did whatever I did.
I decided to give it to this morning. I'm sorry. If that upsets anyone, I'm sorry. I will give
it. I don't know why you guys get so upset. You're seething.
Myself a flogging. I will have SP you know, put me up on the cross and flog me.
Mm. The sex cross? Remember what he called? Remember he called it a sex cross?
Ritualistically. I'm sorry.
As it were.
Sorry. Vadam with $5 says, Aaron, would you fuck Caitlin so much? Let's go ahead and throw in and knock all that out. We don't have to do the 5-minute can rattle segment tonight. Thank you for
Let's go in back here to Monday night. I have not seen this at all. Steel Toe Evening Show on the 9th. I have not seen this. But I heard it was epic.
Hey, everybody. Hey, what are you doing? Come on in. We're going to make it a sauce. Sorry. That's insensitive. Oh, move over, you fucking idiot. Johnny's not here. You stupid son of a bitch. You dumb fuck. You stupid fat asshole. Welcome.
He thinks he's going back to radio.
How are you? Sorry.
Maybe that's what Slam Pete's saying. Slam Pete might think he's going, you know what I mean? Like, she might, it might not all be her fault. She might be so stupid, and he's such a manipulative liar. She might think he's going back to radio. Now, again, she saw him the other day beg to go back to radio for free, right? Have they called? Have they called? Did you get the job? Hold on, you'll do it for free? Well, never mind then. Get in here, sport. Oh, wait, no difference? Still no job offer? Just checking. Again, like literally like weeks before that, he's like, I'm still their guy. I'm still on their radar. I'm still their guy, so don't worry about it if you thought that deal was over. It's not. And then like a week later, I'll do it for free. What about if I do it for free? I thought you were still their guy. Now you're like, fuck, could I come in and just use your equipment? Could I just park in your parking lot for 5 hours a day and pretend I work there? I'll answer phones. I'll do anything. I thought you were still their guy on the radar. Right. You fucking deluge.
We've had already some Italians writing in, and they're not happy that their people are under the microscope tonight with the big news. And, you know, it's too bad because it's got to be a really different kind of a vibe for Italians. I mean, to be associated with a... heinous murder that seems hell-bent on vengeance.
Oh, because the killer's name is Luigi's Mansion or whatever?
They were very kind. They got you guys about $30 into this evening. And
hold on, so he was $30 into Monday night and still came up 90 short. He needed 175 and was 90 short. That means he made $85. Yikes.
And we do so much appreciate that. So tonight it's 170 for overtime. Pretty simple. Thank you guys very much. It is nice to see that the Rumble chat is working because it's not working for me. Oh, now it is. Well, fuck me in the mouth and ass. Oh. Now it is. Well, fuck me in the mouth and ass.
Gay!
It's working just fine. Before the show started, the Rumble chat was not working for me. I was going to tell you about it, but who gives a shit?
Oh. You're still telling us about it. You're still telling us about it.
Also, I think a lot of our visual issues with YouTube might be solved. I had always run the YouTube stream on low latency because I wanted the chat to be as caught up as possible. I changed it to, I don't know when I did this, but I changed it to ultra low latency.
Let's see what he thinks that does.
recently. And that totally fucks with your picture and everything else.
Has everybody got a pen? Does he think this will go over well on radio? Like, what's the plan here for the program?
Sorry. My bad. All fixed. Thank you very much. Let's go into the new people. Well, the contributions so far for tonight, you guys are already in on this. This guy gets it, writes, now that is a WAP J Dago Staten Italy put the mutts on the prosciutto name. What Scorsese movie did this guy crawl out of? I don't know. King of New York? I'm not sure. Funeral director with $2 says Alex Jones predicted assassination slash arrest in 2017. Like of a healthcare CEO? Okay, but how long do you get for those predictions? You don't get... Aaron's Dinglicles. Unless you're talking about someone with the last name Seaman, I wouldn't know myself. I actually said I was going to do something, and I did it.
This is a big moment for Aaron. Guys, I actually said I was going to do something, and I did it.
Johnny sent me those video clips, so now we have our $20 donation video.
And if you don't think I'm big enough...
Of course he's going to show us them all for free. And he'll show us them all for free all show long. Guys, don't you want to see the $20 video? Here, let me show you real quick again. He gets like a thing like this programmed in, and he can't stop playing with it. So he'll dangle it like a carrot, like a reward for a donation, but he can't help himself. He'll have to play it 30 times. Guys, remember what we do if you send in 20. Here, I'll do it again.
And you grab a hold of me, and you'll know that I'm growing, my man. Within your hands, I will get as big as I need to be.
Did that come across okay? Because it sounds good to me, but I see it's playing in two different audio mixers.
Oh, God. Like, he has no idea how anything works. It's playing in two different audio mixers.
So I don't want it to sound like two things are playing at once.
He has no idea how his broadcast software works. That's what we start to realize here. Like, he has no idea what he's looking at or how to do anything.
And then this one. This is that. So that one's for $20. When you throw in 20 bucks,
got it.
You get that one. This is for 50. Anybody who throws in 50 or more gets this one.
We want the gold, sucker. Hulk Hogan, we coming for you, nigga.
There you go. Those are the, we'll add more of those as time goes on, now that I can do that very easily. Aaron's Dingley thing with another $2 says, I get poked with man sausage. See that? Just because you're calling yourself Aaron's Dingley thing doesn't mean that you're my actual Dingley thing and that those...
Like, imagine being a program director or a broadcasting company executive and tuning in to this for 2 minutes and being like, he wants to work here? Like, what part of it would be good? What part of it would you want a broadcast executive to see, Aaron? What 5 minutes of your show, if you could pick, would you send over to Layton?
The statements are true. I vehemently deny any of the accusations that Mr. Dingley thing is making right now in the chat. They are not true. I appreciate the money. I appreciate the contributions. Certainly this show runs on them, but these are all blasphemous accusations that are being thrown my way. Speaking of contributions, let's thank Flinty Gecko, who's on top right now after the morning show with $75. Chris O with 40, Need Trump with 35, and Trucker 18 Wheeler with $33.
$33.
contributed to this show. Thank you to everybody who chipped in. Numero uno, Josh Denny fan says, I hope there isn't going to be any racist slander against this new Italian hero. Why would I do that? Why would I be racist towards a man who clearly is in enough trouble? We'll get to it in just a second. Billy Bob Norris says it's a light-skinned Italian, so I'll bet he's at least half Irish, half Italian. Well, we know he's more of a northerner. His people come from the northern part of Italy, because if they came from the south, picked it up. It was okay. I'm so excited about 11-2. Let me wear my Vikings shit for a day. Your jersey, so it feels nice to wear it.
People are calling him out because he's been wearing that jersey for 2 days. He probably slept in it. He wore this on the Members Only Show Sunday, and then he was wearing it all day Monday.
And I'm having a fatter day. I like it. Let me wear my fatty, comfy clothes, okay? Numero uno, Josh Denny fan says, joke's on you. We just saw the donation to your videos for free. Fuck.
Yeah, you'll see him 8 more. If I know Aaron, he'll play him all morning for free. If I know Aaron, he's so proud of himself for setting him up. He'll be like, I'm not going to let these go to waste. These bad boys. What are the odds we're going to get $50?
You got me. You got me. Phil Herslit says, what do we get for $20? Wait a minute. If I play it for you, then I just played it for free again. You get the Jake the Snake Roberts one for $20. And for $50, you get the Booker T one. How's that? Kloppo Graham says, almost 2 full days wearing the same top with... No! You fucking retard. Yesterday, I wore my TJ Hockenson jersey. Today, I'm wearing my Harrison Smith jersey.
Oh, sorry. But you don't have enough money for breaks?
Well, bro, what are you, fucking gay? You don't watch football, dude? What are you, a fucking Peter Puffer at this point? $2 from No Pen 15 Fathead said, what is that Monica Lewinsky stain on your shirt? I'm not looking. If I look, then that means that I have cum on my shirt and I looked for the cum spot on my shirt. There's no cum on my shirt. Do you know how I know that? Because I didn't come on my shirt. And before you even try to do the joke, nobody else came on my shirt either. In fact, nobody's been here.
Is this the part you'd want Leighton to see? No? Still no?
Today. It's been just me and my dog. And my dog didn't come on my shirt. Now that all the bases are covered.
This is going great.
Triple N says, Stephon Gilmore out with a hamstring. Hey, that's the one time he's actually given us an injury update, and it was accurate. It was true.
So that gets a crowd goes crazy. Okay, I don't know the rules. Sometimes you get $2 and the crowd goes crazy. Sometimes you make up a fight and win it and the crowd goes crazy. Now you got an injury up. Okay. I don't understand what makes the crowd go crazy.
Professor Tie-Dye says, Aaron, just admit the jerseys hide your tits. Did I not say I liked it? Say it, you want to see the tears come out of my eyes? I watched, speaking of Scorsese movies, this weekend I watched King of Comedy again. Always a great watch.
Cool. I smoked a brisket Saturday. Didn't mention it. Probably one of the best briskets I ever smoked. Just part of my weekend, part of my personal life. I didn't run in and tell anybody. Watched some movies too, probably, but I didn't. Are we supposed to?
Love that movie. It's really, really good. I highly suggest it if you haven't seen it already. Atomic Ray says you get
soft. Just apropos of nothing. Oh, by the way, I watched The King of Comedy again. Really good movie. You should watch it. Atomic Ray Dog says,
to me, for $20 and for $50, you get racism. What a great deal. I couldn't think of it better. Kraken Slappin says people can people change their shirts multiple times during the day. Yeah, right. What are they, a bunch of homos? Kraken Slappin, I agree. I agree. Richard Head says that's because you washed it off, the cum.
This guy made fun of my laugh. Look how fake this laugh is.
Head says that's because you washed it off, the cum. What?
How fake is this laugh?
Because you washed it off, the cum. What? Why can't it just be that there's no cum on my shirt? Why does it have to be a conspiracy, Richard?
Because you make it a 5-minute segment. Because you do this. You have nothing to talk about, and you turn everything into a 5-minute nothing burger, and that's why your chat does this to you. My chat also tells me I have cum on my shirt every morning, all of them. And I just move on.
Head that I
like, of course I do.
Washed that before the show, I know, oh no, there's cum on my shirt, you know, by hook or by crook, and that you think I went and got like a rag with warm water and like scrubbed the cum off of my shirt. A,
as it were.
If there was cum on my shirt, which there's fucking not, I would just change my shirt and wash my shirt. I certainly wouldn't scrub the cum off and then keep wearing the shirt. So I'm sorry, Your theory is incorrect, and I've had we will no further discuss the shirt cum conspiracy. numero uno, Josh Tenney fan says humiliation ritual. Oh shit! Funeral director with $2 says wearing a shirt for 2 days is insane, hardcore. But I'm not wearing this. Aaron's dingley thing says, I'm so inflamed from repeated abuse, I'm sore. Again,
Jies, you're not my dingley thing.
Just because that guy claims to be my dingley thing does not mean that he's actually my dingley thing and that happened. That's just that guy saying that. Hip with $2 says Dabbleverse has Rupert Pupkin energy. It really does. That is a great way to explain every Dabbleverse show.
Oh,
very
no.
Rupert.
Looks like Moody has created a slow wife AI. Let's see how this goes. Hit the like button. Let's see how this sounds. We asked for this. Fuck.
So, honey, can you come upstairs really quickly? I ate the last cushion, and I need you to get me some new ones from the ottoman. I'm really hungry, and I don't know the password to open it.
Oh, no.
Hurry, it's an emergency.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
So, honey, can you come upstairs really quickly? I ate the last cushion, and I need you to get me some new ones from the ottoman. I'm really hungry, and I don't know the password to open it. Hurry, it's an emergency.
Sounds just like her. Oh, no.
Bert Pupkin-esque. All right, $2 from Loaded Wrench says, when you read this, you'll forget you ate.
It actually sounds a lot like Rosie O'Donnell now. Have you watched Rosie O'Donnell lately? Holy shit. I think she had to, like, check herself into a facility after the election. These people are batshit. They're all losing their mind.
Cum. But I never ate cum. Oh, damn it. Look, now I did. $2 from Aaron's dingley thing. Nick's member used me like a speed bag. I miss it. Again, that is not my actual dingley thing.
What are we watching? This is a pro show.
So that doesn't make it true. Plus, I have a very weak gag reflex. Not that I, but I don't do that kind of thing.
Oh, God. That
anyway.
Voice. Oh, God.
This is all. You know what? You want me to come back in? We try this again? Do you want me to just, you want me to leave and then come back? Brett Mack says, no, you licked it off. There was never any cum on my.
How long do you think you keep this going?
Bigot on Socialist Media says, better landing on your shirt than on your face. There was no cum! Richard Head says, it's on the back, allegedly. I can't fucking win today. Would you guys, you don't want to talk about this Luigi guy? We're just going to talk about the great cum conspiracy and my alleged dingly thing and his ideas? Bud Bridges with $2 on Rumble says, I just assume you took the shirt off before your lover made a mess on your back. Kiff with $1.99 says, a better comparison would be human centipede. Thank you, Kiff. That's very helpful. I appreciate that. Thanks for the help.
It's funny that he buys and houses cans of Celsius nonstop. And the excuse he used for having an old fashioned was he needed a pick me up. So why wouldn't you have a Celsius? Oh, you're an alcoholic. In no world ever is an old fashioned considered a pick me up. Like what?
Sapphire says, yes, and stop with the fake yelling voice. Thanks. Stop. No, I yell. What's wrong with yelling? It's performing, you asshole. There. You tell me to stop doing something, I'm just going to do it more.
I don't even know what this is anymore.
Oh, all right. I think we're good. Richard Head writes, fucking dying. Yeah. Well, I'm glad you could entertain yourself.
Imagine being dying.
I'm glad that.
I'm not even kidding. Like, imagine how dumb of a fan you'd have to be in that chat room dying. Oh, my God. He keeps saying there's no cum on his shirt and then he doesn't eat cum. I'm dying. Imagine being in his chat. Oh, my God, I'm dead. This is fucking crazy.
Glad that made you happy. Thanks, guys. 165 away from tonight.
Right back to the goal.
Thanks for a wonderful introduction into this evening's show. You guys, I couldn't find a better group of people. I'll be honest with you. Thank you so much. Oh, boy. YouTube Premium is $15 a month nowadays? Who knew?
Fearless said, I don't know what his Rumble chat is doing, but his YouTube chat is never doing whatever he says. Yeah, a lot of people making fun of Melton. Yeah.
Someone says, I just turned on the show and all I heard was, come on my shirt. No, that...
Here he goes. He's literally back in it again.
Director with $2 says, come shot on left collarbone of jersey between two. No, I don't care how many, like how specific you get about this come shot on my jersey. I'm not going to look. I'm not going to look at any. These allegations are spurious, to say the least. Numero uno Josh Denny fan says, keep yelling. Try... Mom, I'm doing a podcast down here. Be quiet.
He sounded like Slow
Ma,
Wife.
I gotta do
that. Sounded like an impression of Slow Wife.
This now. Clapo Graham says, Aaron, are you hoping for a Celsius?
I was sliding off my feet like, whoa.
Sponsorship deal. No, I'm trying to make my heart explode so I don't have to listen to all these accusations. That's what I'm trying to do. It's been a really low energy day for me. I know you can't tell. This is my second.
That's why I had an old fashioned
Celsius of the day. I'm just having a hard time revving up today, I suppose.
As it were.
See, I'm seeing a lot of things in the chat, and they're all incorrect. Numero uno, Josh Denny fan says only a homo knows the word spurious. Oh, MSO says Aaron Pupkin. No. Patrick Pupkin has a better ring to it. But then again, that wouldn't be very nice to Rupert Pupkin because Rupert Pupkin liked to fuck of age women. And that would be a main sticking point. If we're going to do a reboot A, you're gonna have to get two seats for each seat. He's a fat man. He's got the weird neck bump. I saw that on Twitter. And also his love interest is going to have to be far younger if we recreate King of Comedy. Although the imitation thing, if you think about it, and this is really sad. This is not me bragging. This is incredibly sad. I am Patrick Melton's, I am the Jerry Langford to his Rupert Pupkin. He does sit in his basement all day, just keeping tabs on me and trying to imitate and do, oh my God, and does fan, oh my God, and the fan fiction that Rupert does with Jerry. Patrick is the Rupert Pupkin to my Jerry Langford. Wonderful. Aaron's dingley thing with $2 says, I feel disrespected. I used to get all the shots of cum. No, you didn't. $2 from funeral director says, heavy blushing / reddened cheeks when you mention cum. None of this is accurate. None of this is true. Thank you. I appreciate it. 160 away from tonight. Your generosity is well received. Thank you. Thank you. Can we talk about the Luigi guy now? Are we good? Did you guys? You know, it is a more intimate crowd, 400-500 at our peak on the evening shows versus close to 1,000 on the morning shows. So it is a more intimate setting, so we can talk to each other a little more. But I'm starting to think that may not be
what's best for me. That's the difference between the night shows and the morning shows?
Sapphire says Nick and Melton share sex fantasies about Aaron. I would not doubt that at all. I would not doubt that at all.
Nick and Patrick share sex fantasies about Aaron.
Let's go to Kiff with $4.99. He says, you could be to Klinefelter's what Jerry Lewis was to muscular dystrophy. Thank you, Kiff. We're going to keep track.
Kiff, you're down for $4.99. Okay, Kiff?
There we go. Thank you very much, Kiff. Brett Mack says Melton hate cranks it to you. I don't want to think about it. It's really almost not worth thinking about, isn't it?
If only my Google search history or browser history got leaked so people could prove it. We know what you crank to. Married women with stronger husbands than me. Search. Probably does that while he searches porn. Cuck dreams and search and click and
all right,
loop.
Thank you guys very much for the start to tonight. Streamlabs, PayPal, Super Chats.
That's something the AI Aaron doesn't do enough. He doesn't ever say all the ways to pay.
Rumble rants, etc., etc., etc.
Also, the voice sucks.
Thank you. Oh,
And Mooney's just fucking with us now. Like, I don't know how to get the old one back. It's like, what? Like, just turn it back on. Like, what do you mean? I have to retrain it. Then do it. You just made one while we did this show. Fix it.
Gift some memberships tonight. I noticed we haven't had gifted memberships in a while. Let's have...
I noticed we haven't had gifted memberships in a while. Can you guys fix that?
Let's go ahead and do the gifted memberships.
Guys, I was noticing we haven't had any gifted memberships in a while. Let me check. I don't think we've had any in a minute. Pegleg member for 16 months. Doesn't Google News kind of match up to Google search? Maybe that's why you get so many tranny news stories. Fuck. If that's true, I don't even know what to think.
Thing tonight. Aaron, for Christmas, can you shave all your hair off your head? No. No, I can't. Triple N says, what's there to talk about? Fag named Luigi Cap.
I'll shave my head for $5,000. Right on the show. I'll go get the clippers and do it. You let me know.
The guy. You know, I'm kind of interested. I'll be honest. The looking into the psyche of a guy who fucking ran down, tracked, and murdered the CEO of a health insurance company, I don't know, pretty fascinating. And so to say that this guy is innocent, says if Trump doesn't pardon Luigi, do that. Okay. So there you go. There's the frame that says, sure, but the CEO's job is to make sure that the shareholder. And they're saying he had some sort of mental breakdown about 6 months ago.
And everyone knows the story.
Mr.
Message out there. So, oh, he seems like a fucking douche. But he did disappear for a while. Sneed Dave Williams with $9.99 says, just catching up on recent Minnesota court filings. Seems like another win for the toe. Thank you, Sneed Dave. You know, look, I haven't been keeping up with the latest Minnesota court filings. That's what I'll say. Thank you, Sneed Dave. $9.99, 145 away from tonight. Hey, guys, do us a favor. $45 throw rally in the next 20 it. Minutes. Let's get under 100 by the top of the hour, and then we've got ourselves, hopefully, an easy night. MSO says, you're killing me. All right, educate me. I'd love to, dude, you know me. I'd love to find out that this is a total fucking conspiracy and there's all kinds of crazy shit going on. So what? He gets the back surgery and then the CIA absconds with this guy. He disappears.
Yeah, but my hair is everything to me. It's 5K. I'll look so silly. Did you see those pictures of me I posted when I was gigantic and fat on our Discord?
Here's for a few months. What?
Okay. Saying I'm fat now. Jesus Christ.
Hey, what would the deep state's end game be? I would think that, like, FBI, shadow government, CIA, they'd want. Hey, Mikey with a dollar. Thank you very much. Hey, Mikey. I appreciate that. 145 away from tonight. Let's go ahead and knock that out and call it another perfect day for the toe. Of course, this guy's getting flirty comments and women. Oh, my God.
Another perfect day for the toe. Again, that's what I'm saying. This is his perfect day. A perfect day to him is he does two shows and makes $500 and has an old-fashioned with Slam Pig.
Shit, too. I mean, yeah, women get a little more aggressive about it than we do, but we have our moments. Put it that way. Funeral director with $2 says no reason for manifesto. That guy, he's another one. I mean, I kind of have the lowest form of humanoid kind of orbiting around me. I think says a lot about them.
This sounds like it's about haters.
They're not going to pay to interview this guy. Of course not. All right, guys, 140 away from tonight? Yeah, 140 away from this evening. Let's go ahead and fuck that. Let's hold that goal down and assassinate it like it was a health insurance CEO. Streamlabs, PayPal,
Let's hold that goal down and assassinate it like a healthcare CEO.
Venmo, Super Chats. All right, let's have somebody break the Venmo and PayPal cherry for tonight, and let's have...
Daddy, what did you do to the goal? We broke the PayPal cherry.
Have somebody gift the first membership for tonight.
Let's guys, we haven't had the Venmo cherry broken and the PayPal cherry is still intact. Just to clarify, Aaron, are you talking about a hymen on a payment method? Just checking.
Go ahead and do that. Doom Clone says, no, this was from last night. Ah, what? I mean, look, Mersh is circling the drain as it is.
Mm. He's not going to fit down it. That's what we call a clog in the biz.
That guy, he's another one.
Augustus! eventually the pressure will build up in the tube and it'll relieve itself. Get my piccolo to the juicing room. What is it? Why isn't that one working? Why isn't that one working? Weird. Why is there no sound on that? Holy shit. Have we lost them all? This is 100% like this Rodecaster. It does it on Mac and on... PC, where it just loses track of the audio device. Now it will not play audio. Like, I've learned my lesson to not even tamper with it and try to fix it. I know if I restart OBS, it'll fix it. So, is this the curse? Is this the curse? Am I being, is this?
I mean, I kind of have the lowest form of humanoid kind of orbiting around me. I think it says a lot about them. I think he's desperate for my attention. He's desperate for the clout that comes with chasing Steel Toe because...
Who's this?
You know, lost the Rumble contract. He's been spiraling about that. He's gaining immense amount of weight.
Mersh is gaining immense amounts of weight. How would you know that? How would you even know that?
Doing more drugs, drinking more.
Oh, by the way, Doom reminds me, G-Rob has a wrench now on the channel. So congrats to G-Rob. Anybody but Doom. That's what I always say.
Being fucked up on stream. It's rough for old Mersh. So I get why he's doing it.
And by the way, Mersh is doing nothing different than when Aaron and April worshipped Mersh. Mershipped him. They mershipped him.
And look, Gino and I aren't like best buds.
You know? Really?
It's not like Gino and I are, you know, planning trips and going golfing anytime soon. So if Gino thinks I'm a fucking asshole, what do you do? I just assume that that clip.
Oh, hold on. It's totally muted. Whoa. My whole audio device is muted. Really weird. And then you click test. Like, this'll work. And this'll prove it's OBS. Mute app. Hold on, now try it.
What do you get when you guzzle down sweet?
But that just happened. Windows just did that. That's fucking wild. It muted everything. That's crazy, dog. Just automatically. Now it's all back, I think.
Notice me, senpai. Notice me.
That's weird, man. Yeah, so Windows just does wild shit on its own. I hate Windows. And now I can't unpause it? Come on!
Flip was back when, Gino went on Mersh's show and talked about what a fucking dingleberry I was.
But I let it go because I also said Gino is a fucking cuck bitch, desperate, pathetic, unfunny, unhirable, poor idiot. I said that twice and he came running back both times. So I'm not really worried about Gino like growing in intelligence and not being my friend. I can ply these fucking idiots all day.
I'll be honest with you, Doom Clone. I know your channel thrives on drama and stuff. It's just. That doesn't do it for me.
Is that what Doom Clone's doing?
Final boss gifting a Steel Toe.
Funny if Doom Clone isn't Doom. Because that's how... I never assume anybody's anybody. I assume Doom Clone 16 doesn't know who Doom Clone 17 is, and so on and so forth. All you have to do to fool Aaron is the same thing you have to do to fool Stuttering John. Just start an account called Doom's Other Account. And he'll start talking to that like Doom. Look, Doom, I know what you're doing. I know the channel. I know the thing. You don't know shit. You don't know anything. Everyone just change your name to like Doom's Dog.
Oh, membership. There you go. We're off the membership gifting schneid.
Now, Aaron just got gifted a membership. And he's like, fuck yeah, there we go. I get mad when Balmer doesn't give 20.
Keep it going. Keep it going. Doom Clone says it was an interesting back and forth. Gino defended you. Oh, well, that's sweet. Thank you. Well, then that's very nice of Gino.
Oh, and now I like him.
I appreciate that. Very cool. But yeah, as far as Mersh goes, doesn't really work for me because I, when I watch Mersh, like I watch that underscore Mersh YouTube channel, and I know this doesn't, this is going to sound weird, but I feel bad for Mersh. Like that's,
I haven't always been this way.
Hey, it's hard to watch somebody fall apart in real time in slow motion.
You get a Doom account, right? All you have to do is like say like, hi, this is Doom on my other account. Like name the account that, and he'll start talking to you like you're Doom.
Or what shitty things they say about you or anything. Cause like, this is all just internet horseshit, but he really is having a tough go of it. I mean, the delusions he has about Rumble, like he sounds like a paranoid guy, like somebody writing a manifesto. He thinks that Rumble is like keeping.
It's the second time now he's gone on extensive trashing of Mersh. The first one was about what? The coleslaw? Like now this? Mersh is getting to him. Say whatever you want. This means Mersh be getting to him.
Abs on him. And that he's some kind of guy like infiltrating Rumble and like taking it down from the inside. He's really just a guy who's fucking bitter that Rumble didn't renew his contract. Honestly, if I were
that is true.
Mersh's position, I would have been honored that Rumble even.
And now Mersh is like offering to hook to team up with Aaron and get Aaron a Rumble contract. As if Mersh has pull at Rumble. He really is completely delusional. He thinks like the CEO of Rumble's scared of him. And he always like makes these drunken threats. Like, I bet I go into that building and everybody will flinch from me. It's like, okay. I bet you won't make it past the door.
Contract I didn't deserve in the first place. I think that Mersh should be considered lucky that he even got that Rumble deal to begin with.
So this is what's crazy, and I say this all the time about all of them. They all have 100% clarity on each other, but never themselves. Aaron is not a talent. Aaron isn't good at radio. Aaron's not entertaining. He's not particularly witty or funny or clever. He's made a living by surrounding himself with less funny and less clever people. You know, when I found out that Aaron got Johnny into stand-up and radio in 2018, it all made sense. Same thing is with April. Like, this is a valve painter you grabbed and threw behind the mic and tried to convince us all she was talented. And then you did the same with Johnny. This is a suicidal cripple, basically, who's like, you made do stand-up comedy and radio, had no business doing it. And poor Johnny looks at his life and goes, I'd be dead if it wasn't for Aaron M. Holt. And I look around and go, right. But say it with a different inflection. You could be dead right now. Instead of with Aaron M. Holt. That's the way I look at it. Think about what could have been if those muscle relaxers would have taken. You could be dead right now instead of this. I mean, that's powerful.
They got it in a time where they were kind of handing them out. So, I don't know. His whole demeanor lately has been that of someone who's willfully breaking down. 199 from Alan Powell, the real AP. He says, did you see Mersh point a gun at his own head? No, I'm a little behind on the underscore Mersh videos. I will admit. Doom Clone says, it's hard to watch someone fall apart in real time. Aaron Imholt to Steel Toe fans after this year. We'll see.
Right. It's just so thick.
I did the first half of 2024. I went. Row.
The second half's been awesome. I eat dog treats for money. I can't stop slandering a guy. Like, yeah, the second half's been great. You've been looking up job postings.
And then we started lifting up.
In what world? He doesn't even believe it. Look at him. Oh, yeah, yeah. The second half's been aces, buckaroo. Like, what the fuck? What world? He's like, yeah, look at me. There for the grace of God go I, you know? I'm lucky to be eating at truck stops and seeing my children twice a week. Lucky me. We're back to normal. I'm just sitting alone at home watching movies I've seen a million times with my soundbar, scrolling through my phone in the dark alone. April!
You know, it's all about that pull-up.
Did you see my lasagna? Did you even see my butter dish?
That's what's important. And maybe, you know, look, there's a chance that...
Imagine thinking the second half of this year has been good for you. The second half of the year starts in July, dipshit. You went to court in August for felony revenge porn charges. I don't think the second half's been up and up. Fuck, I'm not talking about the brand of home goods at Target.
Maybe Mersh has a pull-up moment. It's possible. But I don't know anything about the gun.
Mersh has a pull-out moment.
His own head thing. Thank you, Alan Powell. 135 away from tonight. Thank you guys very much. Let's continue on. If you feel like continuing to contribute.
Right. Continuing to contribute? Now he doesn't want you to contribute. He wants you to continue to contribute? Hey, I know you already gave money, but if you feel like continuing to give money, because he knows it's down to like 10 dudes. Mm. This is his vibe if you want to continue to give money. See that?
Very much. Let's continue on. If you feel like continuing to contribute.
I do. I feel like never stopping.
Certainly, we're not going to stop you. Thank you very much. 135 is the number.
Did you guys know that? That he doesn't stop contributions? He doesn't cut people off? Hobo Rhino recipe, you've done enough. We're not going to take yours anymore.
Or tonight. Speaking, you know, we mentioned Alex Jones a couple of times. We have an update on the InfoWars thing.
Good, good. Keep us posted. How do we get to begging? I want to know.
Helgi with $5. Thank you very much, Helgi, for the $5. All right, guys, we got 5 minutes left in tonight.
Why are you raising your hand? You're always allowed to talk.
Tonight's show, we're $115 away from tonight's goal. We got to, at the very least, get it inside of $50.
We have to. Corporate's breathing down my neck.
To get that 30 minutes of overtime, if you think we've done a decent job tonight, throw in a few bucks. The links are in the chat. Streamlabs, PayPal, Super Chats, Rumble Rants. Let's go ahead and rally up. Let's see if we can do this, guys. I appreciate all of your contributions.
My favorite thing is a couple minutes in when he goes, guys, there hasn't been anything coming in this rally. This rally's gotten us zero, guys, just so you know.
So much, and everything you've done for this program.
Here he goes. Remember, stay positive. Don't get down. Don't beat yourself up. Say that you appreciate them. I love you. You guys are the best.
On the air the way you have this over 4 years now from a small town little radio show.
Every time he's not making his goal, he has to go through the whole history. We started as a small saltwater taffy factory back in 1863 and have grown to be the broadcast superforce that we are today. What? With a name like Smucker's, it's got to be good. Guys, for 4 years we've come. Can you believe from a small town hero fired from a local radio station supported by listeners for 4 years, you guys are the best?
Hi, I'm the toes dangly part, and I can confirm that I never shot any loads nor leaked or dribbled on any jerseys.
Yeah, Nick's dangly part here. I, too, can confirm that I didn't shoot a load, leak, and or dribble on any jerseys, as no jerseys were worn during the,
Good point. AFK Swede gifting a membership. Thank you very much. AFK Swede, is it?
Go to keeping it running here on Twitch and YouTube and all of that. If you feel like not...
Say where it runs. Guys, your money helps it keep running on Twitch and YouTube. You wouldn't believe what our Twitch bills are. Our YouTube costs are through the roof. Without you, we couldn't even do this on Rumble.
Looking out to go. If you feel like we've done enough... Consider this the part of Mass where we pass around the offering plate and you throw a few bucks in.
Ironically, it was better when he just shook a plate to music. Now it's just quiet and he has to talk. for it not to be awkward, and all he can do when he talks is beg and tell you how to give and why you should give, and it's so repetitive.
Of course, we can get you up in the top.
Oh, yeah, we'll get you on the board. Oh, yeah, what does that get me? On the board. I just told you. Yeah, I know, but what do I get? You get on the board.
Or there as well, cheap little gimmick to ride.
Cheap little gimmick. It's the cheapest. It's the cheapest.
Yeah, a little bit. Streamlabs, PayPal, Venmo, Rumble Rants, Super Chats, gifted memberships.
He's like, Chad, like all these guys feel guilty. You know, they're like, dude, you gave $100. Let me send you a shirt. It's insulting to the guys who give you $100. They can afford shirts. And I assume if you're sending in hundreds to this show, you don't want to wear my scratchy cotton garbage.
Let's do this thing. And hopefully for the next 4 minutes, we can put through enough money to keep the show going for another half hour here. Pretty please.
Pretty please money. Pretty please money.
Appreciate it. Throw in a couple of bucks. And let's hammer this thing out. I do appreciate it. It has been fun tonight. I have had a great time with you guys. I hope you've had a great time as well. I'd really hate to see it end. But I know you guys have been remarkably generous with us. And once in a while, you got to take some
minutes later.
It happens. Shit happens. But, you know, for the last 4 minutes here, we're going to see what we can do. See what we can bring in monetarily. And who knows? Maybe we turn chicken shit into chicken salad and we get ourselves another win.
Maybe we turn chicken shit into chicken salad?
6 months later.
Couple of bucks, guys. Everybody throw in just a little bit. The links are right there in the chat. $115 away. We have done no business during this little rally, this little five-minute rally.
That's my favorite. It's not a rally if nothing's happening. Guys, we've had no cars competing to go around and race in this rally. Not really a rally.
We do at the end here. So please give us a fighting chance. Throw in a little so we don't completely embarrass ourselves. 3 minutes away from wrapping things up tonight. Or if we get $65 coming in, we're going to be able to at least keep this thing alive for another 30 minutes this evening.
Now look, he only has 1 minute left, but he's going to keep it going for 4 more minutes. Praying. He'll do a countdown, and he'll check everything, and he'll go, I thought we did good. All right, guys. I love you.
We did knock out this morning's goal.
Thanks for the update.
Knock out tonight's.
And hopefully we knock out tomorrow's. 25 to go, guys.
It will be a perfect
week
Monday for the toe, which
we're worried about it. Again, he thinks this means something to you and me. Like, don't we want Toe to have a perfect night, guys? Isn't that what we really want?
Hi, Patrick. In your expert opinion, why do you think Aaron needs to chuck Jack after reading the farms?
Again, we would totally appreciate, but we understand it's a tough part of the year.
I think he's thinking about Nick and how Nick's pleasing his wife, and it gets him hot and bothered, man.
Also, just because the show is on doesn't mean it has to be good enough for you to contribute.
Imagine beating yourself up like this. No, never do this. Never become this. What a horrible adult. And at a young age, too. You know, he became like this at 33. 34. So this is his life. This is his middle of his life, and this is his career. This is it. This is what he is now. Think about how it'll be in 10 years, 20 years. Oof. Bad stuff.
So we appreciate whatever you can do. Atomic Ray with $20 over on Rumble. Thank you very much, buddy. We appreciate that. That brings us down to an even 100. Atomic Ray says Anthony Weiner grabbed ROM.
Now look. Just so you see what he's doing, he needs 115 on the goal. I know it's blocked by the QR code a little. He needs 115. This guy just gave him 20, and he counts it as 15. 100 to go. Only 100 to go now.
Down to an even 100. Atomic Ray says Anthony Weiner grabbed Rom. What was Rom's response?
And if you don't think I'm big enough, brother, then you grab a hold of me, and you'll know that I'm growing, my man. Within your hands, I will get as big as I need to be.
There you go. For $20, that's what you get. You get the Jake the Snake Roberts drop. All right, guys, even hundo to go. Let's do it. 2 minutes away. 2 minutes left. Even $100 left to go. Let's see if we can get 50 more in to buy us a little extra half hour to get into overtime. I'd love it. That would be great. I appreciate your generosity already. But if we can get the rest of it done, man, I would be a happy guy. $50 gets the Booker T drop. $20 gets the Jake the Snake Roberts drop. Streamlabs, PayPal, Venmo, Super Chats, Rumble Rants. A minute and a half left to go and $100 down. And also, Atomic Ray did make sure that we weren't completely shut out during the rally. Doomclone says, "Wah, I'm Aaron and I can't hit the goal." I'm not crying. I'm very happy for this audience.
He's starting to talk faster and faster. I don't care. I'm not even crying. I'm not very happy with this audience. This audience does great. And if you think we didn't do good enough, then that's fucking fine, everybody. 15 to go.
My movie. Wherever I go, he goes. My movie and me like to climb up a tree.
My movie and me.
We're the best friends
that could be.
My movie and me.
My movie and me.
Monchichi, Monchichi, oh so soft and cuddly. With a thumb in her mouth, she's really neat. Fun to wiggle his little feet.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Happy, happy, Monchichi.
I love you, Monchichi.
Monchichi girl doll and boy doll are each sold separately from Mattel.
I've been very generous with us.
Boy doll and girl doll.
I think people like Doomclone, though, do kind of hate the smiley positivity thing. I don't know. It just makes me happier. And plus, this audience is really great to us. And once in a while, we are going to have a slip up. Once in a while, we are going to do a show.
All right. So now the cope starts. Look, we can't expect to hit the goal every time. Sometimes we're going to miss. He's prepping himself.
That's not good enough to hit the goal. Shit happens. This audience has always picked this up. All right, guys, 1 minute to go. $100 left. What's going to give first? 1 minute or $100? Everybody, chip in a little bit. Let's come on. We can still do this. Here we go. 40 seconds left to go. Streamlabs, PayPal, Super Chats, Rumble Rants. Click the link. Throw in a few bucks.
No, he's 1.5 minutes over, but he's pretending he has 40 seconds left to go, and he's actually going to wait over 2 minutes for stuff to come in.
It's okay. It's going to a good cause to support the Steel Toe Show. 30 seconds left to go. Let's cross our fingers. Let's hope we can knock out that last $100 and call it another win for the toe. I'll take a look at the clock. 20 seconds left. Come on now. Throw in a few bucks. Let's knock this thing out. Click one of those links. Throw a few dollars in. Here we go. Final 10 seconds coming. Thank you guys so much for your generosity.
There he goes. There he goes. Literally prayer hands.
Here we go. Final 10 seconds coming. Thank you guys so much for your generosity tonight. I appreciate you no matter what happens with that goal. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I mean, thank God we are in a better spot than we were a few months ago when this would have been disastrous for this program. I mean,
this would have sunk us.
I feel blessed. I feel very lucky that Steel Toe is in a position where we can miss by $100. I can have an off show. I cannot do very well. I cannot put on a quality product for one night. You know, everybody has an off night. And we're still okay.
Oh, hi, Mark.
One more minute and 20 seconds of cope.
I really appreciate that. And I know you guys are great. I know that you guys are awesome. And I know we're probably going to make this up at some point down the road. So I do appreciate that. Red Fox Mad with...
Why freak out about it then? Why count at all? If you know you're going to make it up down the road, why worry? Why panic? Why scream? Why run through these scenarios? I guess we didn't do a good show. I guess I'm not smart. I guess I'm not a good boy.
With $4.99 before we go tonight, thank you guys very much. Let's go, everyone. Aaron needs that lunch trip to the Old Country Buffet. Well, that's hurtful because Old Country Buffet is not here anymore.
What is?
Nelson Brothers Restaurant and Pub invites you to dine in relaxing Northwoods atmosphere.
Okay, just kidding.
MSO says, come on, do the overtime anyway. No, we're $95 away. $95 is a long ways away. That's a clear message from the audience that, Aaron, we're done for the night. We don't need any more. You don't need to do 30 minutes more for us.
Aaron, 7 hours of the toe's enough today. Why don't you walk it off?
I'll take the hint, as it were. Thank you guys very much.
As it were.
Much, $95 short for the morning show audience. As you know, we'll allow them to knock out
totally
that extra 95 if they want to, and they'll get another 30 minutes of overtime. But hey, we've been on a hell of a streak, and all of these streaks have to end. So thank you guys very much for your contributions. We do appreciate it. We'll see you tomorrow morning. Thanks again.
The crowd's going wild. The crowd's going wild. This little Piggy Friday and members only show tomorrow night. We'll see you soon.
Your manner is most unbecoming of a gentleman. Would you be high on cigarettes?
I don't know if the comedy hasn't hit them yet. They're full-blown retarded or just high on cigarettes.
The question posed to stupid hoes who don't get it yet. Excuse me, miss. Are you high on cigarettes? I don't know if the comedy hasn't hit them yet. They're full-blown retarded or just high on cigarettes.
All the laughter that you deploy if you listen to the show, boy. Patrick melting faces. Have you stacking an low point? It's the low point, not the reason. The reason is fucking gold. Gonna make the Taco Pony party be a party of soul. To make you vandalize a van with a pedal sticker so bold. The family probably get arrested before they get down the road. A stupid motherfucker.